I mean, for Asians, like, I worry, well, because I know that if I was in the audience, yeah, I would want whoever is on stage, if he or she was an Asian comic or a performer or whatever, to represent us well, because we have, and I would hold them to a higher standard.
Yeah.
Because I have the sense of, like, if they look bad, then we all look bad. I'm on my ball and each and every day. Asian girls everywhere. You see LA. You see me, babe. You see me, babe. Asian girls everywhere. You see LA. Told me I was shit, but that shit couldn't stop me. A nigga still hungry. Black Kobayashi. When I talk about you, wait, you're a fool like Horton. Well, I was born for this shit. You were rapping abortion. Can we hear the N-word one day and not get
this one is with Shang Wang.
Shang Wang?
Yes.
It does sound like a fake name.
It does sound like a fake name. You know him, though, right?
Yeah. No, actually, I don't know him well, actually.
Really?
I shouldn't say I
know. He's a pretty cool guy. I did a week with him in Australia.
Where?
Yeah, in Sydney. Yeah, it's not in Melbourne. In Sydney. And so we hung out for that. And then, you know.
Was it the JFL thing?
No, it was the same time as the JFL thing. We were doing the comedy store.
Oh, okay. It was like 2 years ago, at least.
Yeah, the year after you went.
After?
Yeah. Okay. And then I was going to go the next year, but then they didn't do a nasty show in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're like, ooh, you can't go. And I was like, what? I've been waiting to go.
I wonder if it was because the
your
attendance wasn't bad.
Yeah, I think they're done with Australia now.
JFL in general?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
A lot of times they go to those markets because the local government gives them this huge budget to be like, hey, we're going to give you, let's say, however much right off the bat to put this on. So all you really got to raise, not from the, they don't say that, but then from their point of view, is all we got to raise is this much more in ticket sales, and then it'll break even. But the government's like, it's a 2 year thing or 3 year thing. If you can get it going by then, fine. But then
so they had like a X amount of year deal, and then it ended.
Yeah, and then you can keep doing it, but no more government stipend or something.
When you go overseas, you really do realize that you're like, oh man, I have no gauge of the world's famous at all.
Yeah,
like the people that were like cheering, like when people were walking out of vans, I literally, like 5 minutes before, I thought was like a guy who was supposed to get me water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was so like, I'm like, oh, is this guy like a reporter or something? He goes, oh, the most humongous star in all of England. I'm like, oh, I had no idea. The Mighty Boosh guys, you ever heard of that?
Yeah,
it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Like, and I was about to get bummed too, because I was out there, Hannibal was out there too.
Yeah,
and the transport that had Hannibal in it pulled up. And Hannibal got out of the transport first, and there was, I mean, dozens of, like, screaming young girls.
Looking for Hannibal?
Going nuts. And my thought was, I was like, oh, motherfucker. I go, Hannibal's like an international star with this fucking hot white box being thrown at him nonstop. That was such a... And then he walked right through him because they weren't there for him. They were there for these, like, schlubby English...
The Mighty Boosh guys.
The Mighty Boosh guys, man. Yeah. Love them. And the guy was, the guy who was hosting it.
Yeah.
Noel
Fielding.
Fielding.
Yeah.
Asked on the second show, asked Robbie, I think, to ask me if I would tone it down a little bit because, like, you know, not to be so dirty because his mother was in the audience for that. I was like,
really?
I told Robbie, I go, listen,
of all the reasons,
I go, you could not tell him this, but just know that my response is you could tell him and his mother to go fuck themselves. And then I told Robbie I wouldn't do jokes for the first 5 minutes, which I didn't.
Just no jokes?
I went off the cuff for the first 5 minutes. Yeah, it went great. It was fucking so fun.
Anyway. Like,
and performing in the Sydney Opera House. What a fucking
thing. That's pretty cool. It's cool to say. I don't know, whatever.
It is. It's cooler to say than it was to do, by far.
Yeah. That's a problem with too many things, like shoots. They go like, it'd be cool to say live from Taj Mahal. Like, it would be cool, but is that a good comedy room?
Probably Taj Mahal?
I don't know if it's good for stand-up. Why would you think it would be?
Yeah, probably not, right? Borgata presents.
So I started talking to Shang about Chinatown. And then
in New York?
Yeah, and then he was like, dude, I don't know. I just moved to here like a year and a half ago. And we just made it about the Asian experience in general in America.
Where's he from?
He's from Thailand.
From Thailand?
Excuse me, Taiwan.
But from there, like lived there.
No, he's born here in America.
Okay, so I
want to live in America.
What part of America? That's the wrong ethnicity.
I want to live in America.
I want to live in America.
That's it. I don't know where he moved originally. We get into it. I'll find out at some point. That's something I forgot. It's unimportant to me.
Whole podcast, never found out what city he was from.
Yeah, I might have. In Taiwan?
No, here in America.
Yeah, I don't know. Somewhere.
He came to New York from where?
San Francisco.
San Fran.
But I don't know if he started there or if he just went to college there. I think he just went to college there and then started stand-up there while after college, you know?
But it's a very Asian-y place.
It is.
So talk about Chinatown. That's one of those places where I can't get Chinese food because it's too real.
Too authentic.
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't want to see a, fish looking at me.
Yeah.
It's like General Cho's chicken has like bones in it or something.
Come on,
like,
man. Is this Cho's or So's?
Yeah, it's like General Cho's chicken is supposed to be boneless white meat.
Yeah.
That's, by the way, that's a $3 I'll never argue in my life.
When they go $3 extra for...
When you tell them, like, and I want all white meat, to go, it's extra. I go, fine.
Okay.
Don't give me your fucking chicken scraps.
Yeah, with the gristle in it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You got to spit after that. By the way, the first time I get one of those pieces...
You're done with the whole dish.
The whole thing's done.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Everything, and I'll reluctantly eat like... The fucking broccoli it comes with or something.
I'll keep eating, but if I get a few too many of them, I'll eat cautiously. I did do that in China when I got a skewer. I got like 3 or 4 skewers. There were one, whatever they are, Chinese yen each, which is about 15 cents each.
Oh, wow.
For like 4 pieces of meat on a stick.
So our money kicks ass over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In certain, it depends where, too. Certain areas is like way poorer.
Yeah.
But then Shanghai and Beijing, because stuff costs a little more. But even in Beijing, you can get a, like a 20-ounce beer for like 50 cents.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. At 3:30 in the morning. There's no like, and then drinking on the street like a free American.
Really?
Yeah.
So weird because they're so not free in so many other ways.
Yeah, but in that way they are.
You didn't get laid out there, did you?
I did not.
At all. Did you see any weird like fuck places?
Yeah, I saw a brothel. I got close once with a girl.
You thought about, with a girl, a regular chick.
Yeah.
But I mean like there was a brothel, yeah?
Yeah, there's brothel, but not a brothel, just a whore district.
Legal?
Yeah. Pimps aren't legal.
But the chick can sell pussy.
Yeah, are.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Keeps the violence out. They're all about no violence. No violence. Mao did it all.
The more you hear about it, the more I think I agree with some of these stupid Chinese rules. You know what? It's weird to tell people they can't have more than whatever amount, you know, a kid or two. But at the same time,
yeah.
Why? I heard my host this last week in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Last night was the first time I listened to the beginning of his set, and he says a whole thing about, like, yeah, married blah, blah, blah years, have 6 kids. I'm like, oh, dude, that shit is gross.
Yeah.
6 kids?
That's too much.
Why do you got to bring that into the world, man? That's just much. Fucking, yeah.
That's too much.
It's too much.
Nobody wants that. Nobody's happy for you at number 5. Oh, you're having another one? Oh, what a... What mazel tov,
man!
What nachas to your family?
A real family-oriented person... will fucking cheer for you.
I pray that my child would have 5 kids, yeah. And now he does.
They'll cheer for you up to 4. Because 4 looks like, that's a good family portrait. You know
5
what I mean?
Is like, dude, what are you doing?
At 5 kids, you're like, all right, dude.
You're going to come to me for money soon?
I mean, it's going to be
a problem. Stop yeah. having them.
5 kids.
Come on, bro.
5 potential colleges.
I say 1 kid. Just get 1 girl pregnant and it's time to kill yourself.
1. Well, you say it's time to kill yourself. That's yes. hilarious. No, but I say, I think, look, man.
Renazisi got his tubes tied.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. 2 kids.
But that's right.
He's like, why? I'm done.
1 kid, good. I understand doing 2. If my ex has another kid,
yeah,
I understand why that would be cool for my daughter.
But you know what's happening in China? Because they only have 1 kid?
Yeah.
The parents dote over their only 1 child so much.
Yeah.
That stereotype of like the stern Chinese parent, that's gone. And instead, the kids run over the parents.
Really?
Yeah, because they're so afraid of telling them they're the only one. They get just showered with affection.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, this podcast episode is about Shang Wang.
Right.
Let's do the intro.
And his experience.
And his experience. I want to say 2 dates real quick. 1, first of all, Big J, you have a new podcast called the SDR Podcast.
SDR Show, yep.
SDR Show. Nailed it. Close. So check that out. It's about metal.
Metal and porn.
Oh, okay.
We do. And we've had only 1 girl so far showed her pussy.
Is there an Avenged Sevenfold porn out there?
But you so bad want me to be into Avenged Sevenfold. I get it. That's such a, you know what I do that with?
What?
With what I would deem your music, if it was like, oh yeah, Ari's going to a concert, I go, what is he going to check out, a Cage the Elephant concert? It's like, that's a great name of a band that sounds like something, I guess, a guy with floppy blonde hair in his face and looking very affected.
I saw them in Minneapolis and Ottawa.
Yeah, I was with you when I saw them in Ottawa.
Oh yeah.
But we actually didn't really see him very well. But I remember you being like, you wanted to check out that band.
Yeah, they had one good song.
So that's the, I'm saying that's the funny thing for me. Is like, that's the band. And you, from, but I couldn't give two shits about it. I like two Avenged Sevenfold songs, sort of. And I've never thought they were a great band. They were on Mayhem Fest this year. I didn't rush out to see Mayhem Fest because I was like, that's not a good headliner for me. I don't care.
Oh, really?
But it's so funny that it's like, but I get that's like a great name for like a band that would go with like my fucking shorts.
All my friends would have, yeah, the long
that
shorts.
That band goes with my shorts and wallet chain.
You guys going to Kings Dominion after this?
That band goes with my tattoos.
Yeah. Maybe if I told my friends that, they'd laugh, and I'd be like, do you know any Avenged Sevenfold songs? Like, no, I couldn't name one. Yeah, I just know I don't like them.
And I love metal, and I know too. So it tells you something.
Here's what I want to say. I have shows in Calgary coming out this Thursday at Yuck Yucks and Friday and Saturday. But come Thursday, why not? Get the show started right. But we're doing a storyteller show. Monday and Tuesday of this week.
That's right.
Which show are you doing?
Monday, 10 o'clock.
The Monday 10 o'clock show. So here's the deal. Guys, this ticket company, I don't know about them. So if you want tickets, either email me at my address, contact@arishafir.com, or tweet at me.
The first time you've ever said that?
It's been a while. contact@arishafir.com, or tweet at me and just tell me which show you want to go to, how many tickets you want, and your full name, and I'll just get you in because I want fans there, so it's a better show.
Yeah, you don't want like that so, audience is brutal.
So you have to be there by 6:30 for the first show that starts at 7 or 7:30. You have to be there by 6:30 just to check in. You can come by at 5:30 and then get your wristband and leave, go get high, whatever. But anybody who wants tickets, Monday and Tuesday. Big J is going the late Monday show.
Yes.
You got to be there by like 9:15.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock show.
Who else
That's
on the
a
show?
Good show.
Renazizi?
Yeah, Renazizi on that show. Yes, Tom Papa's on that show. Cy
Amundsen?
Yeah, Cy Amundsen.
And I'm doing the first story I ever told on this show. 4.5 years ago.
Oh, really?
On the very first episode of the show we did.
You're retelling it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it's already online.
No, it's not online. This is way before we started doing it online.
Oh, this is just the first live ever show. At a live show.
Yeah, at the Improv Side Room. It's not even a room anymore.
Oh, wow.
It's now
That's
the
so
bar.
Cool. Yeah.
In front of 12 people. One of those people being Belladonna. You never would have guessed that. Never would have guessed that.
No shit?
Yep.
Wow, dude.
12 people.
Just talk to her?
Yeah, I already knew her. She was there for me and Steve Agee. Steve Agee's on the show. Dylan Brody. Dan Madonia. Joey Diaz. And Mark Maron.
That's the thing about fucking...
12 people show up.
That's the thing about living in L.A. Uh-huh. You might become friendly with fucking porn stars.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
That's so cool. Dude, Belladonna, that'd be a great one to fucking know. I feel like she's cool. A chick as a friend that you could be like... I'm horny. Can I see your asshole? And she might show it to you. I think she's that kind of pig, dude.
She was cool. I don't know why. I just dropped off with her.
Yeah?
She was always cool. She had a husband, so it wasn't even like a weird sexual thing.
She wouldn't fuck.
It wasn't even like a thought. I always knew her with her husband.
You never had a thought of it?
I mean, before I met her, sure.
And when you met her, you were like, it got unsexual?
It seemed just friendly.
But if she at any moment she was like, "Hey, anybody want to see my pussy?" You'd be like, "Yeah,
I'd love
to see your pussy."
Yeah, in person,
so you didn't lock friendship. You didn't lock like that sexuality out of your mind.
No! But like whenever comics say on stage when they're like, "Oh, but you'd fuck him right now though," to some guy, you'd fuck her now though. If they say they're just friends, it's like, yeah, obviously, we're not talking about that. There's a difference between pining for someone and not thinking about them sexually at all. But like, oh, they want to blow you. It's like, oh yeah, totally, I'll take that.
Yeah, but I would never, like, with a porn star, she's a very, like, hypersexual chick. Like, she dresses very, like...
I just always knew her around her husband.
Her tits and stuff. What's her husband, like, cool dude?
Cool guy, yeah, totally.
Great guy.
Yeah, totally helped edit and stuff. They were a good team. I don't know.
Yeah.
Seemed cool.
I mean,
so I knew them both, so it was like, I don't know.
She's
like,
great. You know why I like her?
Why?
She just leaves bush on a lot in porn.
Mm-hmm. She's all about natural boobs too. She hated booking girls with unnatural
boobs. Her titties
boobs.
Are great. Yeah, she's fucking. She's a.
She's amazing.
She's hot. She's a big gap in her teeth makes her look attainable.
Yeah, makes her look hotter. Somebody photoshopped really well a picture of my head on her body. Yeah, and I like that picture. It's a fun picture.
Have you ever jerked off to that picture?
No, but if I can find it, not to my own picture.
Did you
no.
try to?
No. If I can find it, I'll post it on the website. And my dates for London are up. Let's start the episode. They're up on my website, a couple of them. I don't know about all of them. All right.
You're going
anywhere soon?
You're going anywhere soon? Circumcised dick to fucking London?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be in Edmonton next week.
House of Comedy.
Actually, the end of this week.
House
of Comedy. Is this coming out tomorrow?
This is coming out tomorrow, yeah.
Then, yeah, I will be at the comic strip in Edmonton, West Edmonton Mall.
Oh, great. Great room.
This Wednesday through Saturday.
It's actually one of my more favorite rooms.
I do love that room.
Yeah.
I really do. Didn't you get in trouble in that mall?
Almost did. No, it was Mall of America. It was owned by the same people.
Yeah, it was Mall. I just came from there today.
Yeah. Oh, really?
To here, yeah.
How was that? Not good. but
a lot more fans this now? Time than normal. Yeah.
I told you, man, after just a little bit of time, it's like, oh, we've seen him for like a year and a half. Now we'll go to his show.
Yeah, and also from stuff with you and stuff. Oh, right. Whatever, you know, everything. Just like Ron and Fez. Ron and Fez has been enormous.
Wow.
That's been an enormous thing for me.
Okay.
Shang Wang.
Okay. This is episode 184, I think, or 5. I'm calling it Yellow Man.
Oh, that's wonderfully racist.
Yeah, I guess so. What? Yellow Man with Shang Wang. Here we go. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Always topics, but so yeah. Like I'm gonna get a cab driver at some point.
Yeah,
and then like I did Madrigal about having about being a father.
Yeah,
you know, but just real questions.
Right.
Like his kid came and asked, like interrupted. We're in his like garage, converted garage. You know Madrigal, right?
Yeah.
Did you start with him? Was he there when you started?
He was around. He was much bigger already. Yeah.
But then his kid came in and was like, wanted attention, you know how children are.
Right.
And then he made some joke, and I was like, okay, well, daddy's got to work right now. Let me go back in with mommy.
Right.
And then I was like, how do you handle that? He's like, what? I'm like, when fucking, that was a dumb joke, and you're a comedian. You know that's a dumb joke. You're on the highest level of comedy there is. You're a stand-up comedian.
Right.
And your kid just made an unrefined...
He made a joke.
Okay. But it wasn't as good. I mean, do you laugh at that? Do you pretend?
Yeah.
Do you lie to the kid and tell him that was a good joke?
No. Right. Well, what did he do? What was his reaction?
Kind of chuckled a little, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, you got... I forget what his exact answer was. It was like, you got to like, push them a little and...
Yeah, man. You can't ruin their lives.
I know that, but you can't fucking lie to them and say that was funny when it's not funny. How does that help?
Well, probably it was comics. Funny, like, to a kid, you know?
Yeah, to a kid.
Yeah, but that's all it needs to be funny to.
No, you would never do that. If that kid was grown up, if that kid hit 25 and Al's like 60, he's not going to laugh at his dumb jokes then.
Right. But it depends. It's the age. Yeah. I think age plays,
Yeah.
They're fragile, man.
I guess so.
I don't know. I mean, he seems... I've never really seen him with his kids. He seems like a good dad.
He's pretty well-adjusted, yeah. No, he really likes his kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of the ones that I'm like, don't seem like that they're lying to me. A lot of people seem like they're lying to me.
You mean dads?
Yeah, or and moms, or at least like holding back a large part of the truth.
Like they're not happy or lying?
Yeah, or like, it's wonderful. I'm like, that's it? It's only wonderful?
Yeah.
What about the 3 a.m. wake-ups?
Right.
That's wonderful?
Yeah.
Just tell me the whole story, man.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me. Don't mislead the truth on me.
Yeah, I feel like, we're starting to see more of our friends being fathers, and I feel like... It's weird because even people like our friends that we like and we think are good people, but you see some of them, you see like, I guess you're not cut up for this.
Yeah. Because they all say like, oh, it'll all change. Once you're a parent, it'll all change. And then yeah. I'll put two people in their face. Like, what about this guy and this guy? They abandon their kids. They have children we barely even know about.
Right.
And like, oh yeah, that guy does have a kid, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, so what didn't change his life?
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to change my life. And I'm going to like... Man, look around me. Look at this place. This ain't for a kid.
No, man. This is not kid-friendly, dude.
I'm living about as well as I can live right now.
Yeah.
That's the thing, too. Like, my sister, some people, like, their monthly nut is, like, so much. Or their yearly nut where they have to make just to break even.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's be like 200 grand.
You mean, like, they that's like the minimum they need.
That's what their costs are.
Right.
For the kids' schooling and clothes and food.
Oh, yeah, man.
And then it's like, well, why would you do that? Why would you put yourself in a position where you have to make... $200,000 a year. Are you crazy? Right. That's a humongous amount of money. I've never made that.
Right. But you get some bits out of it.
Yeah, so. Unless you can sell those bits for 200 grand. I don't know. Yeah, you do get some bits out of it. But that's another thing, too. You don't mind that?
What, getting bits out of having kids?
Every parent seems to have the same bits.
About how they hate their kids?
It's either hate their kid or my kid did the cutest thing. And all they do is recap something their child did and then say how cute it was and make a comment on it. But it's like, I get it. Kids are cute.
They do weird things. They do cute things.
Yeah, you didn't write that. You just fucking, somebody did some shit.
Yeah.
You're barely even commenting on it. Sometimes they comment on it and it's okay. But when they even comment on it, it's like,
Right. But I mean, you know, we do that with comedy. I mean, that's why we live in New York, because we see crazy shit.
I know, but then we comment on the crazy shit.
Right.
It's not enough to just be like, I saw a man with a, hand up his ass.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Metzger had a bit about that.
He went
into a whole thing about it. And first, how he was misled. He thought he was masturbating. And I was like, oh, no, it was a hand up his ass.
Right. Yeah. I guess you have to go a little bit further. That's the thing. I don't know.
You don't get bored when you see parent comedy?
I do. I do.
I wonder if that's because we don't relate to it, or if it's just because it's like, as comedians, like, yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah, but what's the new comedy?
What's not that? I guess it's the same thing, comment on your surroundings.
Yeah.
It's just, I guess it becomes their whole life to the point where, like, that's all they can really think about is their kids and their family.
Yeah, and man. Like,
don't you have any other interests?
Right.
Don't you have, everything relates to your child, not even your love of the Cowboys. It's always through your child. Trying to watch a Cowboy game, my son came in and it's everything in your life. Come on, man, be an individual.
It's all consuming, man. Once you,
yeah, I guess so.
You can't.
You never got to go pregnant?
No.
You fuck without condoms?
Yeah, if, you know, she's on the pill. My girlfriend's on the pill. Right?
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
Oh, it's so much better.
Yeah, I don't think I could go back.
Do you leave it in or pull out?
Usually in.
In, yeah.
Yeah.
There's this new thing where it's like, yeah, I'm on the pill, but pull out anyway. It's like,
Well, I mean, if you're in a, like, if it's a casual thing, if it's a new girl, I understand that. But I mean, if it's like, you know, someone, if it's a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Blast off.
Yeah, man. It's just what your body wants to do, man. That's biology. You just have that reflex. Yeah. Well, they say they do. I don't know.
No, their bodies do.
Okay. I mean, you know, you hear about how
people say, you have girls beg, like, come on, leave it. And then as soon as you do, like, what the fuck was I thinking? But they want, it's just like, it's the ultimate finish.
Really? So in your experience, because I don't have a whole, you definitely get a lot more play. Like, I have sex, but with my girlfriend, and you, in your experience with different girls, they just like you staying in there.
No, I mean, obviously, their thing with their minds, they're like, no, pull out. But then sometimes they're just in the heat of the moment.
Physically, they do, they enjoy that.
Yeah, and then it becomes like, oh, yeah, I'm going to fill you up. It depends on how I'm fucking. If I'm fucking your girlfriend, then, you know, I always pull out of respect. I forgot her name even, actually. Something with a D?
R.
Radical.
Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake. I knew it.
She's poisonous,
do you want kids?
Dude.
Does she want kids? She pushing you to get married?
I think she wants kids. I'm pretty sure she wants kids, but I don't think we're both in any position to be raising anybody.
No,
you know,
still looking to get spots at the stand.
I'm still trying to get spots, dude. I'm still trying to get stage time. Yeah. I need to figure out we both are still trying to figure our shits out, man.
How old are you?
34, almost 5.
Well, it's the right time to have a kid.
No, I don't think it's going to happen, man.
You feel the pressure or no?
Time-wise...
You do?
Yeah, but I mean, I feel more pressure in my professional life.
Yeah, yeah, that's like, come on.
Fatherhood life,
It's about to be too late.
Yeah, I mean, that's more urgent. I mean, it's not going to be too late, but it's like, you know, it's time.
Yeah.
People are getting stuff. People are doing things. I should be somewhere.
I had a talk with a comic recently, like a younger comic than you.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, all right, man, it's time. You got to get on your horse.
Yeah, I think we had the talk.
Really?
Yeah, I think you were telling me it's time in Australia.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but you had one of these with a younger comic recently.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not even. It's just like you're doing LOL and fucking. You're doing just the spots. I'm like, dude, you got to move forward.
Right.
You're not gonna get a development deal. You're not the guy who you're looking at things. Like, why can't I be like him? You're not the girl who's like everyone's trying to hand things over to. That's not you. So you can either quit comedy, or you can figure out another way.
Yeah. Yeah. But
it's like sometimes.
Well, what are you trying to tell him to do?
Go hit the fucking alt scene, the alt open mics, the Brooklyn rooms.
Right.
Alt, just the Brooklyn rooms.
Oh, yeah. You can't just stay at LOL.
Yeah. It's like you got to let people know you're still around. It's not, and I'm not saying don't do LOL.
Right.
I'm not saying don't work out all the time.
Right.
Work out all the time. But then you got to add. You're not a fucking 2-year comic anymore.
Yeah.
You can't just go up to get better. That's not enough. So you got to be around winners.
You do.
Be around people that are shooting sketches and fucking doing things, you know?
Right.
So they can be like, oh, you know what would be good for this? Dave. Because we just saw him.
Yeah.
Other than, is Dave still doing comedy?
This was Dave? Were you talking to Dave?
Yeah. Anyway, so I had that. I told you that in Australia.
Yeah.
Australia was pretty fun, huh?
That was a great time, man. It was a haze because we were smoking weed a lot. But don't you do that normally?
I do that normally, but Australian weed, it was pretty shitty.
So you were just trying to guess. You were trying to just max out every time.
Yeah.
The whole junk,
I got like, you know, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you can have a plate of food, but if the entire plate is covered and it's a steak, well, that's going to be too much.
Right.
But if it's radicchio salad, then it's not going to be enough. And Australian weed is radicchio salad.
Right.
You got to keep smoking nonstop. Did you get high off that stuff?
I did. I didn't have any problems.
No problems?
I mean, I got high.
Yeah, you're a great joint roller.
I like rolling joints, man.
Dude, you're awesome at it.
I love the craft.
I never even realized that the tapping down situation.
Oh, yeah.
To get it all like compact so there's no air holes and stuff.
Yeah, man. So you can just get an even burn.
Even burn, yeah.
Even burn, dude.
You tap
it
down before you squeeze off the top?
Like
then you roll up the top?
Then you put in more weed, you know? Then you pack it out, and then you squeeze the top. Then you pack up the top a little bit, so you create a little ridge, which you can, like, burn off, so you have a perfect... It's like a little cap you just take off the top of your, of your joint.
Of weed. Yeah, like some stuff hanging out the top, like hair.
Yeah, but it's packed in, so it's like it's not even falling out.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I love rolling joints. It's just a calm, meditating thing.
Yeah. You want to roll one now?
I can roll one for you now. I mean, I can't. Yeah, I can't
hold
do it one handed. I mean, that's professionals. People do one handed rolling. I'm kind of on a break. I'll let you blow some weed in my face, and I'll smell it.
You want to make out with me and then
no? Like, I'm on a little break. This kind of relates to what we're talking about as far as like getting our shits together. It's
tough
not
to
like
be a go nowhere stoner.
Yeah,
makes people come like the cliche.
I mean, there's multiple things going on, but in general, my new kind of idea is like I'm not done with drugs, but I need to kind of do it. The frequency and the hardness of the drug needs to more match with like how much success is happening,
right?
You know, and if like right now there's not a whole lot happening, I need to kind of like ease up and then just focus on working and living. But at the same time, you can't just like sit in an office and just be amazing joke writer. I feel like, well, you now
some guys do,
some guys
that are like straight.
I guess I'm trying to do that a little bit, inject a little bit more of that straight joke writing into my life right now. So I don't know. I'm kind of...
Yeah, I definitely... There's sometimes when you smoke weed and it becomes like you try to justify why everything's great. It's like, look, maybe it makes you think once like some really cool thoughts.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it makes you think nothing and just not right.
Right, right.
No.
Because it makes you... it's why it's called getting high. You feel great. You feel like you are in a creative state.
I was smoking this sour yesterday. It wasn't that good, but man, it made me just happy.
Really?
Just like, yeah, I was walking a lot. Maybe it's because it's a summer, too, in New York.
Oh, yesterday was a lovely day.
It was lovely, man. It was hot, but it was fucking lovely.
So it's just happy weed.
It's happy weed. I'm going to put some in a vaporizer bag.
I mean, I'm kind of on a break, but...
I get it.
You know, I'm also doing a cleanse right now. I have not eaten out in like... 2 weeks.
What?
I've cooked every meal. Or I've made a smoothie. It's part of my cleanse.
The cleanse is to make for yourself?
Well, the cleanse is like, it's based on what's called the elimination diet. So there's no dairy, no soy, no gluten, no peanuts, and couple of other things. Yeah.
No gluten I could see. No soy I could see. No peanuts.
It's like getting rid of all the things that are that people are commonly allergic to.
Oh, that.
So you're trying to get your body to just really like chill out. So there's no reactions to anything, and you know. And you're minimizing all inflammation of your body. And you're also taking probiotics. And you're also just drinking soup at night and drinking smoothies in the morning. So
drinking soup at night?
Soup at night or a smoothie. Liquid breakfast, liquid dinner, a regular lunch. You can have snacks and stuff. But you're just trying to get you're trying to make it real easy for your guts to have to digest stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been 2 weeks. I feel great. But I do want to smoke weed sometimes.
But that's not a cleanse.
I mean, the weed.
Yeah, it's not cleansy.
It's not cleansy.
I'll give you that. Give you that. It's not a very cleansy thing. So, you're just eating leches all day.
Lychees. I eat fruits.
Most people don't eat these.
It's an Asian-ass fruit, dude.
How Asian are you?
I don't know.
Your parents from there?
I was born in Taiwan.
Taiwan, which is not really China.
It is not really China.
But it's not really not China either.
Yeah, it's like this, you know, weird gray area because China is like, no, it is China.
And we're going to invade you, but we just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Pretty much. We're going to wait for the conditions to be right before we do that.
Who's we?
China.
China. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing Taiwan can do if they wanted to take over. That's it. But that's why Taiwan, they try to like make alliances with like America and other little countries.
So someone will help them?
You know, technically, if some shit goes down, America would be like, we got some aircraft carriers coming. But,
or at least to stop them from doing it.
Yeah, or try to. Or, you know.
I heard that some country wants
sanctions.
Attacked to stop China from attacking them. They attacked America, like on a small scale, so that we would come in. America
intervene?
What?
And intervene or something?
No, and like stop them. So then it's like, you're our country now. So then they couldn't get attacked by
a
brutal country like Japan.
That did happen? You heard about
this? This is like 100 years ago.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But you never lived in Taiwan, did you?
No, it's not Thailand too. It's different.
I know.
Yeah. No, I never lived there. I mean, you know, I spent some summers there when I was a little kid, like summer vacation, and I did like some of the typical Taiwanese things like Love Boat, which is kind of like,
what?
It's like summer camp.
Love Boat?
It's summer camp. Yeah. It's called Love Boat because typically there's a lot of hookups and pregnancies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are they on boats?
No, there's no real boat involved. But yeah, there's no boat. It's just like you stay, you have classes, you learn about language and culture. It's kind of like the Jewish, you know, that little free trip back to Israel.
You do that in Taiwan?
You do that in Taiwan.
Oh, yeah. Birthright.
Yeah.
Birthright's a major hookup moment.
Yeah. So it's similar to that.
Yeah.
You did that?
No, I lived in Israel, but I was in yeshiva.
Oh, okay.
I was Orthodox.
Oh, okay.
Religious.
No hookups.
Not one.
No.
There weren't even girls around, man.
Dang.
I touched a girl's back once. Chana Libra. I touched her back.
Through
sweater and shirt.
And that was like
electric.
Oh.
It was the first time you touched a woman in fucking,
wow,
6-8 months.
I mean, was that like taboo?
Nagia, you're not allowed to touch another woman. That's not your wife, mom, or daughter.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. Or sister.
You can't touch a sister.
Wife, mom, daughter, sister.
You can't touch a sister.
Yeah. Everybody else. Aunt, can't touch.
Doesn't that just create more incentive to want to touch your sister?
No, you're allowed to touch your sister.
I know, but you don't want to.
Yeah, but it's like non-sexual, they're saying.
Right.
So you can like wrestle or get into it.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
You know
what
I mean? It's like, sister. Oh, this is legal.
So let's see how far I can take it.
Yeah.
Why do you live in Chinatown?
Dude, when I moved here 5 years ago, I was just trying to, I was trying to find a place here or like Gramercy or somewhere lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
And I was staying with a friend in Chinatown at the time. And I just realized, you know, once you start discovering New York, you just start to like discover what around you is cool, this is dope. And so I started to like get it. I just got into it.
Yeah.
And also, I realized all the places I was looking at, it's not that far from Chinatown at
all.
It's
really not. It's in between pretty much Lower East Side and the East Village.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right next to the Lower East Side. I mean, it's
but it starts right there, pretty much, though. Doesn't it start way higher up? It's almost at Houston.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chinatown is totally creeping. It used to be like Chinatown, and then north of that would be like Little Italy.
But now Little Italy is like four shops.
It's barely there. It's gentrification.
Like
Little Italy,
but you see like 80% Chinese writing.
Yeah, yeah, and Chinese ladies pushing carts, holding bags.
Man, they really do make it seem like China.
Well, what do you mean? Because they're so Chinese?
It's just like mainland behavior, you know, filthy, smells.
It's not quite. I'm sure I have not been to mainland yet. But
well, nobody's shitting on the streets.
Yeah, I think it's going to be
the smells are similar. You turn a corner and you're like, oh, what is that smell? And you're like, oh, it's a restaurant?
Yeah.
That's that smell? Is a place where people eat?
Well, that's the trash from the restaurant.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live, behind me, there are vents where the restaurant exhaust comes out of.
Yeah.
And so I smell like food. Oh. No, it's good food.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's good food. It's just I'm not participating in it.
Is the one here in New York different than the one in San Francisco?
I think it's bigger here.
It's bigger here?
I think so. But the thing about it is, in general, both of them are more like Cantonese, Hong Kong Chinese.
Oh, really?
Folks. Yeah. And there's also like Fujian and a couple other provinces, but. There's not a lot of Taiwanese folks. But the weird thing about Chinatown here is like there's one in Manhattan, there's two in Brooklyn, and there's one in Queens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never been to the ones in Brooklyn, but the one in Queens is huge, and like that is the place. That is Chinatown. Like that's Chinatown for Chinese people.
That's a shit on the street.
There's no shit on the streets, but there is good ass food. Like there's no fucking around. You know, there's no tourists to like swindle and hustle. They got the good food. I'll do trips to Flushing with I'll take friends and then we'll just eat for 6-7 hours.
Oh yeah, you're the bottomless stomach.
Oh man, you've seen
because I went to Australia with you.
Oh, yeah, we did that restaurant. Before.
And
yeah, yeah.
And went to that fried chicken with Cole, Alice Cole and his wife.
Yeah, man.
And you just kept going.
I love eating.
All you do is slow down, but you don't stop.
No.
You just slow down and keep going. Almost out of embarrassment.
Well, it's kind of like how I was raised. You know, you finished the food that's on the table.
Yeah, it's more than that because you go back for more food.
It's on if it's on the table. If it's
not
still
on the table, I'm saying you go order more food. It's not on the table.
Well, if it's different food,
yeah, you have a whole meal and you go back and you're like, oh, pizza, yeah, let's have some pizza. Yeah. Like we just had,
yeah, but it's pizza. It's different.
Right.
It's different. There's different crave. There's different. Your body has different needs, man. You need cheese. You need calcium, and then you know you need like gravy calcium. On the poutine. You need the gravy.
Hey, there's a new whole poutine place here.
Which one?
Delicatessen.
Oh, I'm not. I don't know anything about this.
It's like it's over there somewhere.
Have you tried it?
No, but I went by. But Court McCown said he went to it, and it's got smoked meat sandwiches.
I'm curious.
Me too.
I'm curious.
And you can add instead of fries on the sandwich, you can make it poutine for like $3 extra.
I love poutine, but you had the poutine right at Palm Frites.
No, oh no, they have
Palm Frites
there.
They make poutine there too. They make the fries. It's great.
Really?
It's really good. It's better than...
Where is it, on first or
it's
second?
It's on second and fifth or sixth.
Yeah, okay. Second I walked by fifth. It last year all the time.
Yeah, dude. So, they have the array of sauces, but they also have a poutine thing that you can just order poutine. It's actually better than, I've had some poutine in Canada.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Montreal in a while, but I had it in Toronto, and it wasn't as good as
Where'd
this
you
place.
Have Smokes Poutinerie?
I forget. In Toronto? I don't remember. Okay. It was. I had a couple of poutines, and then one of them was good. The other ones were okay. But this one in New York, this Palm Frites place, it's solid.
Wow, I got
to
have
really
it.
Good.
Now,
you
they'll tell you,
it.
Like, anywhere outside French Canada is not real poutine.
I think this place does it really well.
But
and then they're Filipino.
No, I'm saying in terms of Toronto. But my feeling is, yeah, but everyone's been to French Canada. They know how to make it. They know what's in it. They can make it somewhere else. It's pretty simple.
I guess so. I didn't have the best experience in Toronto.
Potatoes are potatoes. Those are even.
Potatoes. You gotta fry it in a certain. You gotta fry well.
Yeah, you gotta make them good. Fries.
Make them good.
And then it's just the cheese curds and it's the gravy.
I guess so. I guess so. It doesn't seem like it's. Yeah, it seems pretty hard to mess that up. But I don't know.
Or not that hard to get it right anyway.
You should definitely try this one.
I will. I'm thinking of going right after this.
And it's Filipinos that cook it.
Oh.
Yeah. I think they
get balloons. every time somebody orders. So I love that, by the way, that the Queens one is better because the presence of tourists makes everything fake.
Yeah, dude. That's what.
Should have went to the Great Wall.
Yeah. Have you? I've not been to China. Yeah.
I went to the Great Wall. I mean, at the base of it.
Yeah.
There's all these fucking tchotchkes being sold and fucking, you know, I climbed the Great Wall.
Right.
And all these, and it's like, get out of here. We're trying to have an experience.
Trying to have a cultural experience here.
Yeah. I climbed the Great Wall of China shirt, but I climbed it at the top. There was some guy selling it. He had like 7 or 8 of them up there.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like
all
the way
to the top at the very where it ends pretty much. It becomes like rubble.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was right before that. And I was like yeah, man. Yeah. Give me one of those shirts.
Okay. How much did you pay for that?
Like, not very much.
A buck?
No. It was probably like, they were trying to jack up the price for Waters. They were trying to charge 50 yen for that.
How much is that?
$9.
No way.
Yeah. And I was like, are you kidding me? And he's like, well, because I had 2 Gatorades in my bag from, you know.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, this one, I'm like, bye. And he's like, how much? And I'm like, five. I'll give you 5. And it should be 3.
Right.
It should be 50 cents. 3 is normal.
Right.
I'll give you 5. He goes, no, come on. You got to be like, dude, I'm giving you 5 because you carried it all the way up here.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I got to carry it all the way up. I'm like, I get that. That's why you get 2 extra.
All right, 5. That's a fair deal.
Yeah.
I guess. No, big bottle of water?
Clean bottle of water?
Big.
Oh, no, regular size.
Dang, that's still price. That's still steep.
No, that's 5. It's 5. It's like 5 is like 85 cents.
Oh, okay. Never, I thought you meant like $5.
Yeah, no.
I'm going there.
Are you really?
Soon.
With those guys?
Yeah, with Andy Curtain.
Andy Curtain?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Wait, is that Hong Kong?
No, Hong Kong. I'm doing China and Malaysia.
Oh, Shanghai's.
Yeah, Shanghai and then Beijing.
Oh, yeah, with Des Bishop?
I don't know who the other booker is.
Man, that Shanghai gigs are good. The Kung Fu Comedy Club?
Okay.
In Shanghai?
I have no idea what.
Okay, they'll get you in that one, and they'll get you in some other ones.
Yeah.
You don't speak any Mandarin,
I speak a little Mandarin. But not enough to be telling jokes.
Oh, it's going
to
be expats anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to be white, round eye anyway.
So it's chill? Like, they get it? They're on board?
It'll be so much. No, they view it as like the Marines when you play comedy for them.
Oh, nice.
They're like, finally, some like Western entertainment.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, man.
I mean, you're talking about the Nigerians come out. Like, everybody comes out.
Okay.
Germans come out.
And then
they're just looking for some non-Eastern entertainment.
Okay.
And you're giving it to them.
All right.
So they're like a receptive audience. 75 people in the audience, you know.
Oh, that's fine.
But they're like, good.
That's good. Yeah. So I'm going there in a couple weeks. In two weeks.
Yeah, the Kung Fu Comedy Club. Tell them to move it to the small room.
Okay.
The big room is like more like a bar if they have to. They can put it there. But that small room goes off.
Okay.
It's like the belly room. It's just like there's nothing in there except 4 walls. So there's nowhere. Oh, it's just packed.
Yeah.
That was one of the best shows around, like I've done, period. Forget about China.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll have fun, man. I'll take you around. Yeah. Suzhou.
Yeah. I'm going to Suzhou first. That. Yeah.
You got to go to the gardens. But you'll be good because you can get by maybe and order stuff.
I guess so. I'm definitely looking forward to, like, you know, just exploring and eating.
I would call Andy. They give you a phone when you're there because you're coming and come close to working.
Okay.
And to use for emergency. There's no one to call, you know, but like... So I called him, though, and I was like, because I like to walk around. He said nobody walks. He said none of the comics leave their hotels, or they need chaperones every time they go.
That's weird.
Yeah. Once they told me Shanghai and Beijing were like the safest cities in the world,
why would you?
Then it's like, then walk around.
Right. Especially if you're a comic.
Yeah, I'd rock around out here than there than Bushwick.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a comic. So, but anyway, my only problem is I would go like, I'm going to try this food. I get hungry.
Yeah.
And you look for places with pictures. You know?
Yeah.
And they don't have them.
No pictures.
So if they have pictures, you can order. Like, I'll point to that. You know,
right.
If not, you just got to fucking chance it. Just point to something and
say,
thank you.
Look at other people's food, right?
Yeah, but what do you do? Point and say, unless you know a little bit of Mandarin, like, okay. I'll have what he's having.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. I guess that would be weird. You just...
Yeah.
It's hard.
But so I would call him and ask for the word for beef and for noodles. And he was a mian is noodles.
Mian.
Mian, yeah. And hold on, let me see if I remember... Beef. I know something from the Matrix.
From the Matrix?
Yeah. What was the black guy's name in the Matrix?
Neo.
Neo.
right?
Yeah. Was it Rio or Neo? Neo Mian?
Neo is cow.
Okay, yeah. Neo Mian. Mian Neo, whatever. But yeah. And so then got it. Because I saw what they were cooking, so I was like, I'll have the beef with the noodles.
Right.
You know, because they're all doing it right there.
Right. Wait, hold on. Is that the, I don't know. Isn't Neo?
What?
Wait, who's Keanu?
No, not Keanu, just a name from The Matrix.
Oh, isn't Keanu Neo?
Yeah, is there another name for beef?
Neo means Neo's, cow.
Okay.
Or beef. Yeah. Neo's always beef. Neo's always meat.
So maybe that's just the movie The Matrix.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then I order it. I'm like, Neo, man.
Yeah.
And then she just points to like a whole, what I'm guessing is a whole
bunch
list
of words.
Of beef noodles.
Yeah.
Like 10 different kinds.
Right.
And she's like, what? Like which one?
Right,
like,
right, right.
Fuck, lady. Just come
one.
On.
Yeah, just pick one.
You can hear me struggling. No, I don't know.
She wants to know what you want. Exactly.
If somebody goes, I will have the noodles, BF right. noodles.
Right.
I'm just like, all right, I'll just give you something.
But, you know, there's different kinds of noodles, man.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get the kind I wanted.
There's the thin kinds, the thick kind, the knife-peeled kind.
The what?
You like the thin kind?
I like the thin kind.
I like the thick. Well, it depends.
Thick but flat.
Did you get the thick ones that are all like weird shape, like all not uniform?
No.
Okay, those are like the knife peeled noodles.
Knife peeled. Oh, really?
It's like they take the pasta. It's still like this is a big ball of dough, and then they just like peel strips of it off.
Really?
Yeah, with the knife or whatever, and you just have these big chewy ass thick ass noodles.
Dude, this food toothy. Is so good.
Is that the word? Toothy.
Yeah, maybe.
Toothy.
Meaty.
Springy, some got some spring to it.
When are you going to that?
I leave on the 15th of September,
it's gonna be a week. Just Shanghai and Beijing.
Shanghai, Beijing. Then I got a couple gigs in Malaysia, and then I'm going to Taiwan to visit some more family.
And you're not gonna do drugs there, anywhere?
I don't know. I'm open. I mean, I did drugs last time I was in Malaysia, but I just smoked weed. But, you know, it's not a country that's like, you know, I think China, too. It's like, I mean, you mentioned you smoked weed in China, but, like, you know, some of those countries, they will fuck you up.
Yeah.
You know, I smoked weed in Singapore, which I think was a really bad thing, dumb
that
thing to do.
That seems like a risk for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, that was in just some kid's house. But still, I don't know. We smoked weed outside in Malaysia, and, you know, it was probably just not wise to do that.
Yeah. Outside in Malaysia?
Mm-hmm.
It's illegal there.
Yeah.
But Thailand, it's totally illegal.
It's illegal. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. It's a Malaysian country, Malaysia.
It's what?
It's a Muslim country.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, if you mix Muslim and Asian, you're getting some repressed.
Yeah, but I don't know. Malaysia, though, they have a reputation for being kind of
the
laid back and sort of lazy as far as stereotypes go.
Yeah. Are the Mexicans of the Far East?
I guess so, but they seem pretty chill, especially if you are Muslim. If you are Muslim, they seem to be like, all right, whatever.
Do they hate Jews there, or is it a different kind of Muslim?
I didn't get a sense for what they thought about Jews when I was there. But my friend, the guy that was showing me around, he's like a white dude. He's an Australian white guy, but he could speak Malaysian, tons of. He could speak Thai. He could speak
really
a bunch of different like Hindi.
Yeah.
All kinds of languages, and we got pulled over. I think he made like an illegal U-turn or turn, but we were nervous because there was like weed smoke in the car. But once he greeted him, because you say assalamu alaikum or something like that.
Yeah.
But there's also a way you say it where it sounds like I'm also Muslim. There's like a insider hello. Oh, really? Greetings sort of. Anyways, it was much more chill once they found
aleichem.
Out. Yeah, once they found out that he was my white friend was Muslim.
Then
it was pretty chill. It was like a different.
Weird.
Demeanor over his face just changed.
Well, that'll be fun as shit. Now you're gonna have to tell me how it's different from Chinatown to China.
Yeah, I'm curious to see. I mean, from what I hear, I think China's just more hardcore.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
the original.
There are, you know, there are aspects of Chinatown that are similar. There's a lot more like produce. A lot more people buying and cooking.
Where?
Food. In Chinatown. There's so much food out there. People are
so much street food.
So much street food.
But there's tons of that in Chinatown.
But there's also groceries. So much groceries. Like people are buying.
Well, you bought this leches out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Fruits, vegetables, all this. You know, people are cooking.
Yeah. For the families.
People are cooking for the families, man.
Is it mostly immigrants that live there?
It's a lot of immigrants. But, you know, there's more and more. And now they have kids there, but they usually move out. Yeah.
Here's what I'm realizing. This is my theory on why Little Italy is getting swallowed up by Chinatown.
Because
They were both started as immigrant communities.
Yes.
People from Italy would come over, they'd settle there.
Yeah.
People from China would come over, they'd settle there.
Yeah.
But Italian immigrants aren't still really coming. And the ones that are aren't those immigrant mentality. They're just moving to wherever they move.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's not a big wave.
Mainland Chinese immigrants are still like immigrants.
Chinese diaspora, like they spread, they get out there.
Yeah, so they're still filling up that area.
They're still filling it up
with newbies.
That's true. You don't meet a lot of new Italian. There's more like a couple generations deep.
Or it's somebody who bought a restaurant that's there.
Yeah. And they tend to, after a while, they you know, the Italians live like in Jersey or Staten Island.
Yeah, exactly.
Brooklyn.
They went to other places.
They spread out more. But yeah, I mean, you know, when you have fresh waves of immigration, they're going to go to where where they feel comfortable, where they don't have to like try to learn English.
Yeah. Why is there no late night Chinese food open in
China? I'm not sure. Apparently, it used to be like all types of late night
eating. It seems like
it goes
until 5 a.m.
Yeah.
It seems like a bunch of places would go till 5 a.m. there.
You say, what would you mean?
It seems like a bunch of restaurants would be open at all hours.
Yeah, you would think so. Especially noodles. Especially, soups.
Yeah.
I mean, that hits the spot.
Dude, in Beijing, we're in the Hutongs at some comedian's place.
Uh-huh. That's the name of a comic?
No.
What's Hutong?
The Hutongs are the alleys.
Oh, okay.
They're all like one story or maybe two stories, just these alleys. And they're not like uniform. They don't go like parallel to each other. They just kind of wind, and then you have a side alley there. And so you just kind of go, and you can't see. It's like a giant maze. And you can't be like, oh, I'll go off this street, then I'll come back the next block. The next block might not come back. It might go somewhere else.
And you're like, wow, it's a labyrinth.
Here? Yeah, it's pretty cool. But I'm sure once you learn your way around a little bit, it's easier. But all real narrow, seems sketchy and scary, but really, there's no violent crime there.
Interesting.
Yeah. But anyway, we're at this guy's house, and we were coming back. It was like 3:30 in the morning. Everything's closed. It's got some guy's cooking street meat out in the main streets. But we walked by like a little bodega.
Yeah.
And there's a guy sitting in there, and the two of the people that I was with bought those like 20-ounce Kirins or something.
Yeah.
20-ounce beers. Yeah, or the Tiger beers, actually. That's what they bought.
Okay.
Tiger beers are big there. And yeah. And then I was like, well, who is that guy like that was working there? Is he just a clerk or is he owning it? Like, no, he owns it. I'm like, why is he sitting there? He's like, because there's nothing else for him to do.
Yeah.
And just in case somebody walks by. But it's like, really, they all own their own businesses completely.
Right. It's capitalism.
Yeah.
It's sanctioned.
Oh, yeah,
it's,
totally.
It's state sanctioned capitalism. So this guy's like,
I
want to
stay open. Guess what? I just made 50. I just made a dollar.
Yeah. And they love it.
Each of those
hustling,
20
dude.
Ounces were three Chinese whatever they were.
Yeah, so they're cheap.
So it's 50 cents a piece.
Right. But they're hustling.
3:30 a.m. That's a freedom we don't have.
Yeah.
Buy a beer at 3:30 and drink it on the street as you walk back.
Oh, right. We can buy beers at 3:30.
Can't take it with you. New York only.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
in L.A., they have to stop selling you liquor, alcohol, too. If you're in the 7-Eleven, they sell 7-Eleven booze. But
right.
Anywhere. Pink Dot. At 2 a.m.
We have weird rules, man.
What?
We have weird rules.
We do have weird rules. It's all based in Christianity.
It's Christianity. It's like old school prohibition shit.
Yeah. Well, that's from Christianity too, isn't it?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. There's apparently, I hear they're like parks. Like.
What?
Are starting in like Wisconsin, they're like doing more beer gardens now because they need more funding.
Oh, really?
So they're getting rid of these rules that started during Prohibition. They're like, all right, let's do beer gardens. Let's just have beer in the park now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's becoming more popular. I don't know how far it's gotten. Like, I don't know if it's reached New York
yet. I thought beer gardens was in a bar with a back.
Yeah, there's that. But I think they're starting to like serve alcohol in parks now, like in state parks.
Wow.
One day we'll get a taste of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. In Chinatown, I heard it used to be a bunch of late night spots. It's shut down. I forget for what reason. I need to read up on that.
Yeah.
But there are a few late night spots that are decent. But like I said, I only eat in a couple of places that most of the restaurants I don't bother with, unless why? It's just not that good.
Right.
It's not that good.
Yeah. What? Okay. Let me ask you this: what happened to the old egg roll?
Straight up egg roll.
You just know the regular one with the bumps. Looks like it's got fucking herpes all over it.
Oh,
the
like a deep fried.
Ones. Yeah, with the bumps.
Yeah, yeah.
They all do those fucking shitty Thai egg rolls now.
It's like, it's still crispy. You mean it's still
too,
fried? No,
but it's like too crispy.
And you like a dough. You like a nice doughy, yeah. Like a fried burrito almost.
It's almost like that. And it's about that thick.
Yeah.
The Thai ones are about that thick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
it's
like, what is it? The old way was like that.
Right.
And it's meaty and egg and beef or shrimp in there. And you dip it in with some mustard and hot sauce.
Yeah, that may be a regional thing.
I don't know, man. I feel like it's just gone away.
Where did you? But that was part of your childhood.
What?
That was part of our childhood. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's not the style anymore. Or maybe they have those still at the cheap Chinese restaurants that are like that. The main constituency is like
me and Simone and Cormac Cowan walked all over Chinatown about a year and a half ago, all over, just looking for the egg rolls. I'm like, what do you have? We like just ask to see their egg rolls and then leave. They didn't have the egg rolls, and we couldn't find any place.
Interesting. But like I said, dude, it's, you know, China's a huge place.
That's
and
true.
There's so many provinces and regional cuisines.
That's true.
I mean, even Taiwan is a tiny little island. Tiny island. It's like Rhode Island.
Yeah.
But there's like pretty substantial differences between like north, I mean, not like huge, but there's like dishes that you would get because
like
it's
Szechuan,
from
the Szechuan south. Is like a way spicier dish.
Yeah, it's a whole province. Totally different thing.
There's this place Jitlada in LA. You ever go there?
I love Jitlada.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
But it's southern Thai food.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is from the south region. It's weird how I always like want to lump every country in as like one thing.
Yeah.
But like Arkansas and New York aren't the same.
Right.
So why am I imagining they're all the same?
Yeah. Yeah, there's different kinds of Thai food that's not Pad Thai.
Oh, really?
That's not Khmer, yeah. Whatever, Pao Khmer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like like when I was in L.A., I'd love getting, like, boat noodles.
What are boat noodles?
It's like this real, well, boat noodle, it's a one particular dish, but it's got, like, it's a real dank soup noodle. And I guess they used to serve it, or they serve it like, and they actually serve it in boats that would like have like people sell food by the harbor or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just like a really yummy, it's got like pig's blood in it. It's got like pork meat. It's got like liver, chunks of liver.
There's a lot of that cheap meat, pig's blood
in the
ingredients.
I love it. It's just real, I don't know, it's dank, man. It's just flavorful. It's just an explosion of flavor.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question about the people in Chinatown. Okay, the kids that are born in Chinatown or move there when they're 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Are they rebelling? Are they trying to be more Western?
I don't know. See? I mean, I just live there.
I know.
I'm not like a Chinatown.
You're there all the time, though.
Expert, but
You're my acting expert on Chinatown. That's why you're here. My expert.
I don't know that much about families that live there. Like, mm-hmm. like it's sort of there's a little bit of community. Like I just started talking to this one older lady in my building, but at the same time, it's like New York. Like people keep to themselves.
Right.
You walk into the building, someone's right in front of you. You just don't. There's no engagement.
You just don't.
There's no engagement.
I'm walking down the steps, and then that last part of the hallway, someone else will be coming from there.
Yeah.
And then we have to like walk together for like 15 steps.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll be like, oh, hi, I'm Ari.
Yeah, but you don't need to do that. I think New York doesn't. They forget that, you know? And like I have friends that live in my building.
Before?
Yeah, now? From before. Oh. Like those people, I'll say hi to, of course.
Yeah,
well, you know. But like you know, in general, we became not friends.
Like yeah, you can't, man. You're a neighbor now.
No talking, dude. We gotta
You know the rule.
Tunnel vision. Huh. So, I mean, I don't have like I can speak about my personal experiences. You know,
are they standoffish to you? Do they include you? Do they think you're one of them?
Ooh, like the folks that like the Chinese family.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. It's not, like, I think it's just part of New York. Like,
kind of what stand out.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of, you know, talk and
are they? They seem like there's no sense of space in Chinatown, where they're constantly bumping into you and fucking shoving. Where I'm always touching my wall.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I think that's kind of a like.
They took that from
it's
China.
It's a symptom of China, growing up in China.
In overcrowded China.
I think, you know, there's also that it's not an idea. There's Chinese people that don't fuck with lines. Like, New York people love getting online. In line, right? They love lining up for shit. Yeah, there's always a line for sales, sample sales, hot new Nikes and shit like that.
Yeah.
Clubs, but in Chinatown, like, people often don't do that. they don't fuck with the concept of lines. They just go where there is space.
Yeah,
you know, and they get it when they can. And I think that's part of, like, growing up in communist China. Like, you can't have that decorum or etiquette. Like, if you don't fucking get it, you're not gonna live. You're not gonna get that. You're not gonna get the food.
God. That's so pushy.
Yeah. Like, getting into the elevator, the subway.
Yeah.
Like, they don't care if you need to come out. We're going to get in first.
They don't care. They don't care. I'm doing a bit about that now. Like, they don't care. Just them.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's from China. I think it's that, from being overcrowded. It's like,
it's overcrowded, but also, like, you know in when they were really trying to do this communist thing, like, yeah. There wasn't enough to feed people.
Oh.
Like, if you don't get your hand in there to get that loaf of bread or whatever, your family is not going to eat. Wow. If you're going to try to wait for your turn, you're not going to survive.
I see the old men sometimes walking, like, you know, around Chinatown, like, slowly. Yeah. You know how they stroll? There's a certain stroll that the old Chinese people do.
Without a walker, just, like, walking slowly?
Yeah, they'll do the like this.
The arms behind the back.
Yeah, the hand behind the back.
Yeah.
Behind you. And it's just like, almost as if you're just taking everything in. They're not even walking with purpose to get anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just in the moment. This. Yeah. And I just look at them and I think they must be like, no one's shooting my family here. No one's fucking trying to kill my mom and you know, and torture people.
Yeah.
Just safe.
Yeah. Well, that's probably survivors. A thing. That's probably a thing. But it's also when you're old, man.
Yeah,
you're done. You're done stressing and struggling, dude. You're just taking it in.
What I'm hearing is I'm reading life into a lot of a life in Chinatown in China. That's not really accurate.
What do you mean?
It's like, maybe they are just old, and I'm just putting these things.
Oh,
on
you're assigning Chinese.
They used to always say the comedy store. They said it was misogynist.
To do what?
The comedy store was just misogynist. It was a misogynistic place.
Oh, okay.
Real mean towards women and stuff.
Yeah.
And I started looking at it more. I was like, is that true? Because a lot of women say that. And then I realized it's not that it's mean towards women. It's just that it's genuinely unwelcoming to outsiders.
Right.
And so women are used to being welcomed.
Right.
Whereas men are not used to being welcomed. All right. If I go to an alt room and no one knows me, it's like I'm not expecting people to go, hey, how are you? What's your name?
Yeah.
But girls are, because that's just the way people react to them.
Hmm.
And so then when they get to the comedy store, like, whoa, no one's saying hi to me. This must be because I hate women. And then they don't look to see, oh, they're also not saying hi to the other men.
It's an indiscriminate hate.
Yeah.
And so it's an open opportunity hate.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm, right. Closed offness. But that's what I'm doing with Chinatown, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. I think.
What's your favorite parts of it? You think what?
I think people do that with Asian people.
Put, like, ideas on them?
Yeah. I mean, there's stereotypes, and then in general, I guess there's just, like, people, you know, I guess kind of have a joke about, you know, when you see one Chinese person do something weird, you're like, oh, they all do that.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
I have so many friends that do that. Like, no, I did an Indian chick. They fuck weird. It's like, one? They one Indian chick? Like, couldn't that just, if that was a white chick, it wouldn't be like, white
girl. Yeah, she's just
weird.
A weirdo. So that's the thing. I kind of talk about that. It's just like, white people can be weird, individually weird. And then people of color or, like, Asians, like, if you fuck up, you fuck up for everybody.
Yeah. Jews had that worry, too. They were like, they said, don't be chevat chashut. No, chevat chashut is suspicious package. Don't be
see something, say something.
Yeah, we had those when I was growing up in Israel. Word. On commercials all the time. They're like, hey, you see a bag. That ain't cool. You got to report it. It's like the kids who would think, oh, free bag.
Right.
They're like, no, no, there's no free bags in Israel.
No free bags, man.
Yeah. Ever. Go to an authority figure. They're going to blow that bag up.
Yeah. no stray bags.
Yeah. My friend was in a settlement, and he was like leaving to go somewhere for Shabbos, the Sabbath, Friday afternoon. And he's waiting outside, and he's like waiting for his friend to come out. And he's like, come on. And so he goes back and he's like, hey, where the fuck are you? And he was like playing a video game. He's like, oh, sorry, I was trying to finish up. He's like, we got to go. And then he's like, let me finish this game. So they kept looking, and then he got involved. Hour went by, you know?
Yeah.
And they went outside, and there's just a bomb squad around his bag that he left out there.
Oh, yeah. Snap.
Yeah.
Danger, dude.
Because it's all the time.
Yeah.
That's how they live all the time, with that threat.
That's terrifying.
What was I saying, though? What was the reason I said that? Oh, I know what it is. To say that Jews, you don't want to make people look
down. Oh, Jews have that fear too.
Yeah. There's a word. I forget what the word is, but they're like, oh, Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem. I think that's what it is. Like,
and what was the other thing
God.
You said?
Chefetz Chashud.
Okay, see. I'm going to have a hard time deciphering. Distinguishing.
Chefetz Chashud. And then Chilul Hashem. Hashem is the name.
Okay.
Like in capitals, the name.
The name. Oh, like
you can't call God by name.
Oh.
So it's just like, the name. You ever see the John Starks and they call it the jam or the dunk when he dunked over like Jordan and whoever and Cartwright?
Uh-huh. And they call it the dunk?
The dunk. It was still like, the name.
Okay.
Because don't worry about it. What's his name? It's the name.
The name.
Hashem.
So that mean what's the whole thing mean in terms of
it's pretty much an embarrassment to God. Like because they see our yarmulkes on, if we're like roughhousing and acting about, like, look at these Jews.
Right.
But that was true, actually. They're not just going to say, look at these assholes. They're going to be like, that's how the Jews are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, we feel the same way.
If you something with your yarmulke on, it's like embarrassment to Jews.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, that's kind of why there's an interesting dynamic when if I'm in the audience or if I'm on stage and I see Asian people in the audience.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe this is in my head. I think this is... more universal, but I mean for Asians, like I worry, well, because I know that if I was in the audience, yeah, I would want whoever is on stage, if he or she was an Asian comic or a performer or whatever, to represent us well, because we have, and I would hold them to a higher standard.
Yeah,
because I have this sense of like, if they look bad, then we all look bad. And it's fucked up.
It's fucked, but it's sort of true. You're being racist too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because I'm playing into the racism.
Because you know that like, racism exists. You're like, right, based on the fact that it does exist, fucking don't make it harder for me.
Right.
Like, if you're going to rape a woman, please rape a yellow woman and not a white woman if you're black. Because then we're all going to be, then all the black guys are going to be in trouble.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So I don't know. I get more conscious when there's Asian people in the audience.
Wow.
There's a different dynamic when I feel like they're not enjoying me. I feel like, dude, I'm one of the good ones here. I'm not trying to fuck it up for us.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a weird dynamic shift when you go to Shanghai and you realize you're one of the majority.
That's what trips me out when I visit Asia.
And minorities.
That's what trips me about Asia, because I feel like you don't grow up thinking about race too much until like maybe middle school.
Mm-hmm.
When I started,
you're just like, I'm me.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah.
But then once you start thinking about it as a kid,
yeah,
like it kind of is always there, dude.
Yeah.
Always. Especially in a country like in America where like media and like pop culture is so big.
Yeah.
And none of it is Asian.
Well, what embarrassed you? Oh, so you weren't represented at all.
No.
Were you psyched when one of the friends, what was the guy who studied dinosaurs? Schwimmer?
I forgot.
Remember when Schwimmer started dating Jenny, the Asian girl? Ten episode arc.
Oh no, I don't know if I caught that.
It was when what's her name ran after when Jennifer Aniston ran after him at the, to the airport and was like, I want, and then he shows up with this fucking Asian girl.
Oh.
And it's like, whoa, what?
Dang. See, I think that makes us even look worse.
Well, no, I'm saying when you see, I'm saying when you see things like
everyone's
that in
like,
culture,
fuck that bitch.
Are you like, oh, there we go. Now we got one. You don't like it.
I mean, no.
Do you notice it?
I do. Absolutely. I mean, as a kid, like, I didn't care that much. I did notice it, but it was, I don't know, like, there's like Michael Chang, I guess. You know, there wasn't a whole lot. There was one every now and then. It definitely, you know, it was a thing my parents would, my mom would be all about it.
She'd be like,
Chinese. Oh, check it out. It's a Chinese person. Or especially, or even if it's like a white person that spoke Chinese, that
oh, really?
Would be even more like, wow.
What white person spoke Chinese?
I don't know. If there's some random PBS something, you know, that would just really get her excited.
Sure. I speak like six words.
Did you say su? What'd you say? What'd you just say?
Shisha.
What's that? Oh, shisha.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh. And like, what'd you say? I'm like, I guess something wrong. I guess I didn't say it right, whatever it was.
Sounds Chinese.
Shisha. Yeah, I could say that. And how do you say?
You're kind of timid with your delivery.
I thought you were supposed to like let it go at the end. Instead of saying she, I thought you were supposed to go on sure.
That's like Beijing style or maybe more mainland style. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way I grew up is like she. It's more, it's
the way they explain it to me is you get your tongue almost like you got a Novocaine
shot. Yeah. Yeah. That's how they do it there. The end of every word is sort of like curved.
Yeah.
It's like,
how much emphasis was there on your upbringing coming up as an Asian? I mean, that's a stereotype too, the violin and the overbearing parents.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that, but I think I broke them down pretty quick.
Were you in the minority there, or is that just the new reality?
I mean, I had piano lessons as a kid.
Yeah.
I went to Chinese school as a kid on the weekends, you know.
Oh, really?
I guess like kind of like
to learn
Hebrew
Chinese
school or like what's that? Sunday school to learn
that's
Chinese
for religion. Oh, okay.
But to learn Chinese, to learn how to write Chinese, retain some of it. You know, I have like a preschool, early elementary school level Mandarin and reading writing.
Yeah.
I also my first language growing up was Taiwanese.
What is that?
It's similar. It's written the same as Chinese as Mandarin, but It's pronounced quite differently. It sounds a lot like another Chinese dialect, I think, because a lot of those Chinese people from that province moved to Taiwan. But it just sounds different. And but because it was my first language and I grew up with it,
yeah.
And when I hear it and when I say it, there's a different feeling. I don't know if it's inherent in the language. I think part of it is because of the language, the way language sounds. Yeah. Part of it is because it was my first language. There's a much more stronger emotional connection to some of the words that I say when I speak Taiwanese. And I love it. I'm way into it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's sort of joke. It sounds kind of funny, but it's also very emotional and expressive.
Wow.
Yeah. But growing up, like, I don't know. It wasn't, I did some of the stereotypical, you know, I did the piano lessons, but I never got good at any of that. My sister
did
violin. Not embarrassment, it's just like a hassle.
No, it's your family that you were.
No. I mean, my mom, you know, she wasn't happy that I wasn't learning very well. I mean, you know, she'd get upset if I couldn't finish my homework for my Chinese school.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks, but
When did Taiwan break off?
I don't know. Like
in your parents' lifetime?
I mean, a lot of Chinese people went to Taiwan after 1949, right? Because they lost against the communists, so the nationalists
escaped to
Taiwan,
it. And they said we're making our own government.
Yeah,
here.
But there was already, you know, there was already Taiwanese people. There was already a popular. There's a lot of different people that live in Taiwan. There's like indigenous folks.
Yeah.
There's Taiwanese people that have been there for generations, and then there's people that moved there after 1949 from the mainland. And then there's a Japanese occupation.
Oh, really?
during, yeah, before World War II or during World War II, there was Japanese occupation. Before that, there was like Dutch occupation. Before that, there was Portuguese occupation. It's just been, it's all over the place.
Because they all ran from Mao. I'm remembering the story now. Mao's like, we're taking over. And they're like, no, no, we're still the government. And they had to flee so they wouldn't be killed. And they're like, the government's here now instead of there.
Yeah.
And Mao's like, think whatever you want.
Yeah. Gone. So it's complicated there. I don't know the history that well.
Let's read a passage from, let's read a quotation from the chairman.
You got the red book?
Yeah. I love this red book. The people and the people alone are the motive force in the making of world history.
Okay. I don't
know. You want to read one?
All right.
Pick a short one.
I'll take one.
Pick a short one. Some of those are like 7 paragraphs long. Look into the one sentence ideas. I like some of his ideas, man. I just think all the murder was a problem.
So much murder, dude.
Millions.
So many people died.
Millions.
The three main rules of discipline are as follows. Obey orders in all your actions. Number two, do not take a single needle or piece of thread from the masses. Number three, turn in everything captured.
Wow.
It's sort of scary, though.
Everything belongs to the people. Turning everything captured, like you're going to capture things. And it's like, don't take this for yourself. It all belongs to all of us.
Mm.
Don't take a thread from the people.
Take nothing. Don't steal anything. But see, that's the thing. Like,
what?
That doesn't apply to government and the corrupt government officials. Like, it's hard to implement this.
Well, yeah, it's a thing. Well, there's no more communism. That's why. It's all capitalism there.
It's super capitalism. Super capitalism there.
Yeah, right. They're all crooked. So if you live next door, it's not just if you live, you can get favors, but it's also like kickback money. They live well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
a problem, though. That's the problem.
It is a problem.
What he's saying is don't do that.
Yeah.
What he's saying is like, that's not what my goals are. That's not what I'm into.
Yeah.
And people are like, see, it just shows how it fails. I'm like, well, democracy also fails then because we have government officials that take bribes all the time and take kickbacks. That's where those lobbies.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing, trying to get money out of politics.
Yeah.
So then democracy fails too.
Well.
So then find a third thing.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Anarchy, man.
Anarchy, bro.
Anarchy.
Let's fuck shit up.
Yeah. So when did... Oh, okay. How old are your parents? They went around 49, were they?
No, so my parents like are a couple generations deep. Yeah. Like they didn't come over from 49. They lived there for a while. They had, you know, great grandparents that were in Taiwan before that. So they were around for like the Japanese occupation. So my mom and like a lot of my family have Japanese names as well.
Because the Japanese came right from Japanese. Like, your father's this guy.
Yeah.
Wow. When was the Japanese occupation? I thought that was like 30s.
I think they were there. It was like a chunk of time. It was like a couple decades. Yeah. Yeah. Insane stuff.
Japanese are no joke.
No, man.
They're evil people.
They go crazy when they go crazy. But they, you know, they have a lot of repression.
Yeah, I guess so.
A lot of unspoken rules. A lot of things you got to like just kind of know how to do. A lot of customs.
Like blurring cocks during penetration.
Blurring cocks, dude.
And porn.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Why is that a Japanese thing?
I don't know. That's only Japanese porn, though.
Only Japanese. Blurring the actual penetration happening. Dude, I was in China. We saw this. There was an uprising. There's an uprising going on.
You mean Western China?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the Uyghurs.
Right.
And they don't like being ruled.
No.
And not getting any of the same rights and stuff.
No, like Tibet as well.
Yeah, they want out. So there's no guns.
But there's no way they can get out.
They're just revolting against this oppression.
They're trying.
But they're not, I don't know if they have end goals or not, but they're naturally just saying, we don't like this, and just fighting, just pushing back. It's like if somebody keeps shoving you, it'll just eventually push them.
Right.
And you're like, what was your goal? I'm like, I don't know. Just, you want to push somebody.
Yeah.
Pressing you. Just push them off. But so they show these videos on the fucking public trains. They show this Mahjong game going on. And then, you know how everyone's standing around them and stuff? I love that in Beijing too, walking around seeing the Mahjong games.
Oh, but, yeah. You see that here too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the park by my neighborhood.
Oh, which park is it that you go to?
It's called Columbus Park.
Wow. Yeah, I like them out there. But anyway, people are standing around. Then all of a sudden, this one guy just picks his shirt up, and he's got an axe, a little hand axe.
Oh, God. A hatchet.
He takes it out. Hatchet. And he just starts hatcheting this guy playing. Just takes a downswing. Everybody goes nuts. The guy behind him picks up his shirt. It's like, oh, it's on? And then he picks up his shirt and starts hacking this woman who's sitting.
Oh.
And everybody's pushing and shoving. He gets up. He goes back to the woman who's like, oh, and holding her neck. Fucking hatches her like four more times. And they run after them. They show that on the trains. But when the exact moment when the blade hits the neck, blurs.
Interesting.
But they show it all.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Just that spot blurs too. So you can see everybody else reacting and falling and throwing chairs at them. And
that's hardcore, man.
It's hardcore. But no weapons. No guns, I mean.
Right.
So, I mean, it was limited to like three or four victims. People got hatcheted. That lady was fucked up. She didn't die, though. She was fucked up. They showed her leg afterwards. It was all like just jelly.
Oh, God.
Because there was no like
communication. That's a weird thing. That's a, to decide to show that on the trains.
Yeah, but it's like, and that's state run media. The state is deciding to do that.
Right, because they're like,
they want you to know, hey, these Uyghurs are up to stuff.
Yeah. Watch out.
Yeah.
Let us protect you.
Uyghur food's pretty good.
I'm sure. I bet, dude. The Western Chinese food, like...
That's what it is, Western Chinese?
Yeah, so you have the influence of, like, I guess the end of the Silk Road, so you have stuff coming from the Middle East.
And
more
Russia.
Spices.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what's spicier?
Yeah, more spices, more cumin, probably.
Nothing's like that Szechuan, though.
More lamb.
Oh, wow. Yeah, lamb's a big Middle Eastern thing.
Yeah.
Mamoons, yeah.
Yeah. You fuck with the hot sauce?
I always fuck with the hot sauce.
I always regret. I mean, I love it.
Tears just pour down. And I just keep eating it. And people are like, why do you do that? I'm like, it's so good.
It's so good, dude.
So good.
You pay for it the next day, too.
Oh, really?
The toilet?
The toilet's red.
I mean, it just hurts. You feel it.
See, I always thought it was because of the lamb. It got me in roots with my heritage. And so when God made the Nile turn to blood, I thought that's what's happening. A recreation of my toilet turning to blood.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Oh, shit. I got to turn this off.
Dude.
Low battery.
Oh. How long have we been talking?
1 hour 5. We sort of got into stuff. I feel like we should start up again, but if it shuts off because there's no batteries, then I might lose it.
Can you plug it in? It doesn't do that?
There's no power adapter. Change the batteries. I got to stop and change the batteries. So maybe we'll come back. Maybe we won't.
Okay.
I think we should.
You think we have some good stuff?
Yeah.
All right. I'm Asian American, and my friends are all pre-med. I'm Asian American, get a B and I'll be dead. I'm Asian American, I take the grades and face the facts. Some advisor with computers puts me on some shitty track.
I'm all about responsible drug use.
Responsible drug use.
Responsible drug use.
Yeah.
So as fun as drugs are, and as much as I promote their use constantly to almost everybody I know,
yeah,
especially the psychedelics and the natural drugs, which shouldn't be in the same umbrella to me, the weeds, the mushrooms.
Yeah, I love those.
Peyote.
Haven't done that.
Even salvia and acid.
Is acid natural?
Acid, no, it's not natural, but it's like, it's a different kind of thing than coke.
Just okay.
A different, to call them both even in the same like umbrella.
Yeah.
It's like saying bicycles and cars are the same.
Okay.
And you're like, no, bicycles are fun and for your energy
Coke,
and
Coke's
health.
A car? Coke's a car.
Coke's a car.
Coke's a car.
Yeah.
I tried Coke for the first time.
When?
Like a couple weeks ago.
On the cleanse?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that is definitely
that was pre-cleanse.
Not cleansing.
That was pre-cleanse. It was an act. It was not on purpose. It wasn't an accident.
What are you doing? Smelling a flower and somebody dropped Coke in there?
But it was not planned. It was not like, I'm going to do Coke tonight.
I don't think Coke ever gets planned like that. So, yeah, what happened?
I was just at a birthday party. And I was like in line for the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty drunk already, and my friend was like, let's just go in. Let's just go in together. And I was like, okay, that sounds like a good idea. Let's just
dude
save.
Friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I was like,
cross streams.
Yeah, let's just pee together.
Or you, I'll pee with you while you wash your hands and talk.
Yeah,
talk.
Yeah. Or you pee in the sink, which is what he did.
Somebody's house.
No. This is at a bar.
Oh, okay.
That makes it okay.
That does make it better, but sort of also worse. Peeing in public in a bar sink. Oh, God.
Well, yeah. This is the guy with the coke.
Oh, right. Okay.
And
he's setting up a pattern of behavior.
Yeah. So he invites me to the restroom. I assumed we were just going to save time.
Right. I just assumed that until you just said it.
You know what I mean? Because it makes sense.
In this story, this is what I thought was going to happen. As somewhere in the back of my head, you know, where you just sort of see where everything's going.
Yeah.
I assumed you were going to run into, you guys were going to run into someone else who had the coke.
Right.
No part of me thought, why he would say, let's go into the bathroom together. Even though I knew this is a coke story.
That's so funny.
No part of me thought that's what will happen.
Wow.
So you must have been very surprised.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Yes. And he, you know, pulled it out.
Yeah.
And he did a little hill off of his key, a little coke hill, a little coke mound
off his house key.
He put on a little small
key
one.
A key bump. I think that's what they call it.
Yeah, they call them bumps.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he pulled out. He dipped it again. A small bump.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a small bump. I'm for my first time. I guess I'll. I don't know why I did it. I've never done coke. I don't feel like it's my kind of thing.
Well, it's tough to say it's not your kind of thing when you've never done it.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, I'm not.
I'm scared of coke.
You are.
Frightened.
You've done it.
A couple times.
Yeah.
But I see how it is on other people.
Yeah.
It's worst party behavior you can be.
Okay. Yeah, I
on
feel
coke
like I've...
It's like, if you're annoying everyone, there's a good chance you're on coke.
Right. I have that idea of what coke coked out people are like, and so I did it. It was a small. I could tell it was a small thing. I saw what he did, you know, and so relative to that, I felt like I was taking like a fraction of that dose, and it kind of hit me pretty quick. You know, it's an instant kind of thing.
How fast?
I walked from the bathroom to the bar, and I was like, "Oh, I'm on coke now." But it wasn't a lot. It was just like, I felt like I just had three shots of espresso immediately, you know.
Yeah.
It was just like, immediately I was like excited.
Yeah.
I was like, it was just excited. I just like, all of a sudden I had energy. It was like a long day. We were at the beach the whole day. We were
worn
in the sun.
The sun.
I was already worn out. But all of a sudden I had energy and I was alert and I wanted to just talk to people. But I wasn't out of control at all.
Right.
I was also very conscious and cautious about this whole experience.
Coke, so yeah. Don't be.
And I was like, I know I'm on an upper. I'm going to order a drink and kind of try to balance it out a little bit. Right. And then I went back to the where my girlfriend was sitting. And I was like, listen.
You told her.
I just went to the bathroom and I did some coke. And she was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
She was like, what? And I was like, I thought we were going to pee together. But we had a little coke and everything's okay. And it was fine. It was a chill. I mean, it ended up being pretty chill.
What, did you ask her how you were the next day?
Did I? Oh.
Did you ask her next day how you were?
I think we had a brief discussion about it. She didn't say anything weird.
Yeah.
I was worried that I wouldn't be able to sleep. I felt no problems. I just didn't do that much.
Right.
I slept. Right after we got home, I forgot I did coke the next day. I was like, oh, that's right. We did coke.
Would you do it again?
I'm saying
good answer, because most people would just go straight to, no. And I'm like, hey, you're not being honest. You're not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like you're thinking about it.
I don't know. I don't think I want, that's not something I'm never fiend for it.
Yeah.
Ever, after that experience, I was never like, let's plan out a day when I can do coke.
See, I'd way rather hear somebody say it's not my thing if they've tried it and done it.
Yeah.
When people go, no, mushrooms aren't my thing, I'm like, why? What do you mean? You don't even know what it is.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's not your thing.
Yeah. I think
Filipino food was my thing.
Right.
And then it turns out it was.
It's yummy. It's heavy. It could be very heavy, though. In general, it's a lot of grease and pork. But
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
You're a badass now, man.
I mean, you know, in a way, way, it feels pretty clean.
The coke?
Yeah. Like, it just felt like a lot. And I didn't do a whole lot, so I didn't go crazy. I just felt very energetic. Whereas when I take mushrooms, I love mushrooms. It makes me feel happy, and I feel... Yeah. I mean, I've also had a weird mushroom experience.
With me, they're all weird.
You know? Like, I had one where I was like, I'm not going to go outside and experience nature. It was, like, kind of wintery. I was like, I'm going to stay in my room and just, like, kind of go inside me.
Great. I like that idea. I think a lot of the people who researched it, mushrooms and acid, were like, you should just be in a quiet room contemplating.
Yeah. Yes.
A dark, quiet room.
Yeah. So I was kind of trying to follow that philosophy.
I do one of those. I haven't done one of those in a long time.
I don't know if it's because the mushrooms I had was like super old, but I didn't have a wonderful experience. It was more disorienting than anything. I had my girlfriend kind of chaperone me, and I was just like, I couldn't understand what I do for a living. I was just like, I travel and I just get in front of random people and I just tell them these words that I've written, and then I started questioning myself. I was like, am I a good person? Do I talk to my family enough? Am I, you know? Yeah, sure. I started questioning stuff.
That's great.
I was like,
perfect, man.
Yeah,
that's exactly what you want on a mushroom trip.
Yeah, it was disorienting. I was just like, well, I don't know. It made me a little worried. My friend, I should have turned off my phone.
Should worry you. Yeah, you should turn off your phone.
My friend texted me.
Yeah. Don't and let outside thoughts get into your fucking there, because this phone is like a conduit to the outside world that you're trying to avoid.
Yeah, shut that out. I should have shut it off. My friend, it was innocuous. It was like, hey, what are you doing tonight? I did not respond.
That's a great example. That's a great example of something that can fuck you up. It's not like, well, no, I won't get a crazy text. What's up tonight? What are you doing tonight?
Yeah, not a
from a friend.
From a friend. From a friend, Louis. Right.
And from Louis Katz.
Louis Katz.
And I said, I'm doing it when you're peeing.
What?
He just wrote me and said, I want to do a podcast sometimes.
Oh,
sometimes.
With you.
I'm like, I'm doing one with Shang right now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's fortuitous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. My great friend, my homie, you know, one of my best friends. And he texted me, what's up tonight? And I didn't respond because I'm on shrooms. And then he texted me, ? And that just blew me. I was like, oh, no. Are we okay?
Oh, no.
What
as
did
a,
I
as
do?
A friendship, you mean?
Yeah. Okay? Am I an asshole? Like, I don't know. For some reason, I took that ? To mean so much more. I don't know.
And he just meant it as like, I hate bad grammar. Here, let me just put the ? So you just know I'm not an idiot.
Yeah. or maybe because I didn't respond. He was like, hello?
Maybe.
You know?
Could be that too. How much time passed in between the two?
A little bit of time.
Let's see
a little
phone.
Bit of time.
Let's find out right now.
It's gonna be. This is a year ago.
A year ago.
Yeah, I have to scroll back. But, it was a disorienting experience.
Just search what's up tonight. Well, anyway, you don't have to look for it. No, okay. Actually, I kind of want to see. Yeah, I'm all about responsible drug use, man. So if it's the right time, then you can go for it.
Yeah.
If it's not the right time, then fucking be aware that you got a test tomorrow. You got a big final tomorrow. Don't take mushrooms tonight.
Right.
Wait a day.
Yeah.
I hate when people go like even on alcohol. On alcohol, that's when they usually do it. Like, oh, sorry, I was fucked up.
Oh.
And then you're like, well, why'd you get fucked up when you knew we had to do this thing?
Yeah.
It wasn't like you got fucked up and then all of a sudden your family surprised you. All right, I get it. But like, you're willingly entering into a fucked up, you know, mind situation.
Right.
So don't do that when you can't afford that.
Yeah, I really enjoy
your drugs.
I fucked up with alcohol recently. Not
really?
Recently, but earlier this year.
How? What?
I was recording my album.
And you got too drunk?
I got too drunk on the second night.
So what did you have to just use the first night?
Well, the third night's recording, I was so hungover that night, that whole day.
Oh.
I almost couldn't make it to the show, dude.
Really?
The whole day I was in bed.
You were that fucked up?
I was trying to get. I was trying to rally at 2 in the afternoon. Couldn't do it. 3 in the afternoon. I couldn't do it. 4 in the afternoon. I get up. I shower. I couldn't hold down water. I was hungover so bad.
Then you're supposed to be taping your album.
I'm taping my album.
It's too important.
It's like self-sabotage.
Not responsible drug use.
That was horrible. And it's just fucking alcohol.
Irresponsible drug use is what that is.
Yeah.
And it's just what? Alcohol?
Yeah, it was just alcohol.
But that's a drug, too. See, that doesn't get put in drugs. Alcohol's a lot closer to coke than fucking
alcohol. You know what's interesting? They were talking. I just read something about like how, you know, because marijuana is legal in some states now, like there's more people there's more DUI under, like marijuana DUIs.
Yeah.
But they've analyzed the statistics, and it's almost like people who are only high, like not drunk as well, are less likely to get in a crash.
They've done the research.
Less likely to be in a crash.
It's a negligible difference on safety, but
it's almost if you take better. Them both
together, alcohol and weed, then it's way worse than just alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it like doubles the negative effects of alcohol. That's when you always end up barfing. You want some? Oh, so the point was, if you want some of this bag, this vaporizer bag, I think now would be a responsible time to use it. You're not doing anything. Do you have any spots tonight?
I have no spots tonight.
Can't get too fucked up then to get in your way.
Yeah. I do want to like go to my... I started renting an office space and I want to like just write.
Go straight from here?
Yeah.
Can you go straight from here?
Yeah. To stop by? That's right. It's real close. I'm just going to go with my notebook and just write tonight.
How much is your office space?
It's $900 for 6 months.
Whoa.
It's a good deal. It's not like my own office space. It's a co-working.
Shared. You know what? I never wanted to get the shared ones in LA. I had an office for a while. I was like, I need to commit more to stand. And I just know my weakness. I'm not writing at home. People are like, well, just write at home.
Right.
Well, you can say just do it all you want, but it's been 12 years and I haven't done it.
Right.
So, I got an office and it was great. What, did you find it?
No, not yet.
Let me search. So just go, what's up tonight? And search what's up tonight.
I don't know if exactly that's how he worded it.
Right. You can't just search for question mark. It'll take you through 1,000 things.
Yeah. I think he called me. Louis called me eventually. And he just talked for like, seemed like forever. And then I tried to like not, I should have just been like, I'm high on mushrooms right now. I can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
But I just tried to like.
Get by.
Trying to get by and have a conversation. Uh-huh. And finally he said all this stuff. And I was trying to keep it together. And at the end, I was like, I don't know, man. I'm on mushrooms. And then he's like, why don't you just tell me before? And I was like, I don't know. I was just trying to fool you.
Can't get all together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes my mom will call and I've just gotten high. I'm like, I think it hasn't kicked in yet. I can talk to her.
Right.
And then after she's going up, then she goes into something serious about like someone having a kid or some relative dying or something. And you're like, fuck, oh, I'm not going to remember any of this.
Yeah, oh.
I can't handle this. You're telling me information I need.
I just press down the tip?
Yeah, I press down and then suck in. It's the future. This podcast is sponsored by Volcano. By Store and Bickle.
Stores? No one.
I don't know.
What? No one has that anymore.
Nobody has it, no. Big J has one. Christine. Yeah, most people don't have it.
Yeah,
I like it for at home. It keeps my throat going okay. Oh, here's what I was going to tell you about Asia, about this personal space.
Yeah.
So when I moved here, I don't know what San Francisco's like. San Francisco's a lot like New York. It's really cross between New York and L.A.
It's a more condensed... The
weed of L.A.
More dense living situation.
People on top of each other. So you see people here all the time making out on the street.
Yeah.
Like full kissing, just like around a corner. But like
street theater.
Yeah. And then someone else like... 8 feet past them will be some girl will be crying in like a gown.
Yeah, or shitting somewhere.
Oh, yeah, or it'll be that too.
All humanity.
It's like you don't get the option for personal space. You don't have, like in LA, if you're walking with a girl and you want to kiss her, you're like, let's duck behind this corner.
Yeah.
And you go to somewhere a little more private where no one will probably be.
Probably not walking. Probably in the car.
Yeah. But there's lots of places where you can like, let's just go somewhere more private. Yeah.
Let's go to our car.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A bigger personal bubble.
And then when you can't afford that, when you just don't have that space, it's a premium. So you just ignore it. And I think that's why everyone in China will bump you in lines at the airport.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in line, they're just fucking bumping into the back of you. And it's like, dude, fucking wait. Dude, you're not going to get ahead of me. Just wait until
right.
So you have to put your bag behind you to make a blocker.
Right.
Yeah, on the flights, they yell and scream. There's no like, can you please be quiet?
There's no waiting for the taxi, the plane to taxi fully before they take off the seatbelts.
Oh, yeah.
None of that, right?
Just go.
I don't know, I assume.
No time, no space. Let's go. We got to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's worse in Shanghai with its 24 million people, or Beijing with its 20 million people.
Right.
Imagine that. There's 9 million in Manhattan.
Well, you know what, though?
What?
Like 13 in Tokyo.
13. And what, are they good with space?
It seems pretty chill.
Wow.
They cram people into the subways.
Yeah.
You've seen that in like the rush hour. They cram people. They just shove them in there.
I want to do that once for one stop.
Yeah. But when I was there, I mean, maybe I didn't.
Did you do that thing, the cram?
No. Oh. I did take the trains. I probably didn't catch like the rush hours.
Yeah.
But I didn't get the sense. I always felt like shit was orderly.
Right.
I never got the sense of like things are out of control. There's like compromises in safety.
You're right, and there's 12 million people
and
there.
Hygiene.
There is hygiene. I mean? There's not much hygiene in New York.
No. There's hygiene. I mean, this shit is clean. Shit smells fine. There's not a lot of trash. Make it work, dude.
They make it work.
13 million, more than here.
Wow. I want to go to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to Thailand. Let's go to a full moon party and drink mushroom shakes on the beach.
Full moon party?
Yeah.
That's a Thailand thing?
Yeah.
I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't been to Thailand.
You have not been?
No. We got to just like coordinate.
Let's get Louis. Is Louis single now?
Louis single.
Let's all go to Thailand for full moon party.
Okay. Well, all right. Are we going to try to like, just let's just go.
What do you mean? Are we going to try to what?
I don't know. Book
comedy?
Australia.
I am going to Australia in April.
Again, this is your second or third time? I mean, since
third total.
We were there.
No, since we were there?
Yeah. We were there. Is that your first
time? I went once with Rogan for like 2 days to Sydney.
Okay.
And I don't really count that.
Okay. So that was your first time was my first time there.
Yeah, pretty much. Kind of.
And then you've been back before?
No, I haven't been back since then.
Oh, okay.
So when was that? Like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
A year and a half ago in April.
Are you doing the comedy store?
Well, I'm going to do the festivals.
Oh, Sydney.
So Sydney, Melbourne, I think Adelaide or Perth. I think I'm going to do 4 cities.
Yeah. Dope.
Yeah, I want to see it all. So they're going to try to get me like 4 days in each city and, you know, 5 days in each city.
That's a nice run, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I like being somewhere more than a couple days. That's what's cool about Shanghai and fucking Beijing. Well, not Beijing. It was only one day. But Shanghai was like you're based there. You keep going and doing other stuff. You got to keep coming back.
Right, right.
Shanghai and fucking walking around.
Okay.
You get to know the city a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm excited.
God, I'm jealous for you.
I'm exploring a little bit. I'm glad. See, you and Louis have that leave the hotel room.
Yeah.
See some shit.
They said I was the first comic to not leave at all the hotel room or say, hey, can you pick me up? Let's go get something to eat or can you take me to the mall? Or,
yeah.
I'm like, just go. What do you mean? They're working fucking.
Right.
Tell me the subway system. Cool. Got it.
Yeah.
I mean, explain to me some stuff.
Yeah.
And then. Fine.
Yeah. Well, I commend you, man. I mean, I don't know if I would. I'd be more hesitant if I didn't speak any of the language.
Any of the language.
That's dope. I mean, but at the same time,
fun. You bite into some. You like get some cake on the street or some bread, some fresh baked bread.
Right.
Just, like, you point. They tell you like you know they hand up a signal.
Yeah.
Or if they don't, you just give them a larger bill.
Right.
So you know it'll be too much.
Right.
And they'll just give you the change.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't have to get into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like I don't know what you're saying to me right now. Here's a 20. I'm assuming this costs 2, maybe 5.
Right.
20 will definitely cover it.
Right. 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 That's a little risky. I think.
Yeah.
20. I would go with the closer.
I'll let them. And then if they're gonna say more, are they gonna say that's not enough? What if you say that's not enough and don't hand motion to me?
Oh right right
like,
right.
Dude,
right.
I said 6, not 5. Now look at me the way I said that.
What if
I said, blah 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 blah.
Well,
blah.
But if they're not handing you the food, then you know you need to hand them more something.
What if they? But in ice cream, they give you the ice cream first, then they ask for money.
Oh yeah, that's true.
It's like a same time kind of thing. Anyway, you bite into this bread, and it's like, oh, it's delicious. And you take another bite, like, oh, is that fish paste in the middle? But didn't expect that. Did not expect that. Just tons of fish paste. And all sorts of things that shouldn't be expected. Cakes.
No, surprise, dude.
Surprise.
Surprise.
It's fish paste.
Yeah, you're in China.
Yeah.
Dope.
Different sodas.
Yeah.
Do they sell a lot of that Chinese shit in Chinatown? The Chinese brands?
There's different brands. I don't know what's in China, but there's different Asian brands out there.
Do they have Pucho?
No, I don't know what that is. You know what? Okay, this is something I should tell you.
What?
Because my mom is more Taiwanese. Because
Macau,
we're Taiwanese.
Yeah.
There's like state controlled, you know, media in China, right?
Right.
But like weird things get out, you know? And like the weird stories that often get out are like people in China use the street grease to cook street food, like gutter, the gutter grease gutter to cook oil. Street. Oh, yeah.
Don't eat street food, man.
Or like people in the street, the street food is the buns. Instead of using pork, they use pork and cardboard.
Oh, really?
To fill it up.
I saw that expose on the gutter oil, though.
Yeah. So you didn't eat street food?
I ate street food.
You ate street noodles.
I didn't eat the street noodles.
Oh, okay.
But just the meat that they have these stations with just meat kebabs, raw meat kebabs.
Mm.
And yeah, it could be rancid, sure, but they're not doing anything extra to it. But you just point to one, and they take it, and they put it on their grill.
Yeah.
They flip it, and they hand it back to you. And those are $1 each.
That's yummy.
And that means a yen each, so that's about 15 cents each. So you're like, one of those, and then you walk away, and you bite into one, like, that's delicious. You bite into another one, like, gross, spit it out, dump it. It only cost you 15 cents.
And yeah.
Next one. I don't know what meat that was, but it was fucking good. I don't know what meat that was, but it was disgusting.
Yeah, well, it definitely helps that it's cheap. You can afford to fuck up. You can afford to explore and take more chances.
Yeah, I'm going to eat this pucho right now.
Eat that pucho.
It's my fucking pucho. Pucho stick candy.
Yeah, so my point was like sometimes, in general, when it comes to food products, my mom will tell me, or she will
don't eat that stuff.
Stray away from Chinese stuff. Like in the grocery store.
The main products, not the.
If we're buying rice wine or if we're buying something. If there's an option of made in Taiwan versus made in China or somewhere else besides China, if it's food, she'll try to get some that's not Chinese.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a little bit of racism against Chinese people if they're hardcore Taiwanese people.
Same thing from Hong Kong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You told me. That's right.
Mainlanders, man.
I mean, they're fighting for that freedom right now. Or that they're, you know,
look, they're disgusting. We don't want to be with them.
Right.
It's like if we had nothing to do with Arkansas, I'd say, okay, you're going to be joining Arkansas now. And we'd all be like, no, what? Why? What are you talking about? We're not like them.
Yeah.
You know, a better example? Mexico.
Yeah.
If New York was on the border of Mexico, I said, okay, guess what? It's been 100 years. Got to go back now.
Right.
We'd be like, what? No.
Yeah.
Guys, come on. We got to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
We're not doing this. We're not living like them.
No, can't do that. I mean, there's definitely the similar. Did they look similar?
Mm-hmm.
There's same ancestry.
Yep.
There's, you know, similar cuisine.
A lot of it's just a borderline. They made the border here, and they pushed it up about 200 miles and made it there. Yeah,
but the history. Anyone
in the middle.
The history is very, the recent history is very different.
100 years since the Easterns come in. Look how careful I was not to make that about race. Since the Eastern came in. Not whites. But since Eastern people came in. Western people. Fuck. See how careful I was? I fucked it up.
It was white people, though.
It was white people. But it wasn't about them being white. It was about them being Western.
It was them being civilized. Imperialistic British folks.
That's how they got it. But I'm saying, once they were there, what did they actually add to the culture of Hong Kong? They added civility to it.
Well, yeah. They brought a different system. Yeah, they brought that. I don't know.
Nobody's
I mean,
shitting in malls in Hong Kong.
Okay.
There's multiple shits in malls every day in mainland.
Did you see that?
They're everywhere, man. They just shit.
Oh,
the
my
kids
God.
Have fucking holes in their pants already.
Yeah.
They're slits, so they can just lean over and shit.
Wow. Yeah, that's a different system.
They live like farmers.
Okay.
They have that farmer's mentality.
Right. Because a lot of them came.
And that's what Mao did too. He said, farmers, you're all doctors. Get in there. Get in the big cities. And like, wait, what? We don't know how to be doctors. Like, get in there. Like, okay, where do we. We should still shit outside, right? Like, no, don't. You're in a city now.
Right. Well, it's also a lot of migration now, though, right? Because, because of the 1993 or whatever, when they started, you know, they're like, we're going to do capitalism now.
Yeah.
And business became, you know, in the cities. The cities are blowing up from people coming from the countries.
From countryside. Other countries.
From the countryside.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they're coming from they're just coming trying to make that money.
Way.
Trying to send it back to the poor-ass, you know.
Yeah.
Households. Yeah. So, it's, so yeah, dirty. People coming from.
Oh, you've been to Asia a lot.
Quite a bit. I mean, mostly Taiwan.
Right.
Because I grew up there. I have family there.
You should try to get into festivals. Okay. April. Do the festivals. I think I come back
in Australia.
May 4th or 5th. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we go straight from there to a full moon party. Oh, it's going to be too hot then.
Oh, man.
December, January is the time to do it.
Okay. How do you know about this full moon party?
Because I hung out with drug addicts in Hong Kong.
Oh, and what'd they say?
Comedians there do drugs like degenerates.
Degenerates, dude.
And we go on boats and jump into the water and swim with the jellyfish.
That's the festival?
Oh,
that's,
no.
What is, oh, that's
what we were doing while we were talking about these full moon parties.
Oh, word. Jellyfish. That's dope.
Yeah.
They're majestic.
Majestic as fuck, bro.
Fucking just flying in the... Just, just levitating in the water, dude.
Wait, what else should I know about Asian American culture?
I mean, there's a lot, dude.
I'm going to say Chinese American culture. Do you associate it all? Do you think of like... When you see like a Korean making something big, do you at all go, oh, or are you like, that's not me at all?
I'll look at it, you know, with I'll kind of analyze what this is, what if it, you mean like if it's affecting, if it's like Psy, if it's something that's affecting America, like is getting a response from American mm-hmm. culture, then I'll like be like, well, what?
But yeah. You look at that more than you would if Psy was a German who was doing the same thing?
I look at it more, and I look at it a little bit differently.
Because it's Asia.
Yeah, because okay. Again, like I feel because it's Asia, but also because it's just simply because it's Asian, people that are looking at those videos here are going to be like, that's going to affect the way they look at me.
Wow.
It is going to affect the way.
You think so?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I mean, just on a very small... I mean, just for example, like, anytime anybody, any Asian American person gets some attention, mm-hmm. however ephemeral, they'll think of that person when I get on stage.
Anytime somebody has what with an Asian person?
Like, when Jeremy Lin was becoming a thing in New York, or in America.
Jeremy Lin when you got on stage.
When I get on stage during that time, during that those couple weeks,
yeah,
people were thinking... Jeremy Lin.
Wow.
Not everybody, but there are people in the audience were some people yelled out Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, but Matt Cassel took over for whoever he took over for two games and had for Tom Brady and was really good.
Yeah.
When I got on stage the next day, people weren't like, Matt Cassel. Fucking look at this Matt Cassel motherfucker in here taking somebody's spot.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, that's a white person. You're not anything like him.
Right. You're an individual.
Yeah, you gotta be a thing, huh?
Yeah.
Is that good at all? In what ways is it good?
It's not. It's just like it's not good because it's like, dude, I'm not that person. Yeah.
Yeah. But how is it good?
I don't know. No. I don't think it's good.
You don't like the sense of community that comes with that?
I don't think it's
like, hey, I get on a team.
I like teams. I like community, but I think that's like. Kind of being caged together.
Yeah. Yeah, forced under a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're drafted.
It's based on, it's not based on like some, you know, mutual.
Something you did.
Yeah.
We're all readers. We're joining a book club.
Right.
this is the LARPing Foundation.
Yes.
Where you role play Star Wars things.
Yeah.
Are you good at karate? And do you feel like you're a failure that you're not good at karate?
See, like, this question makes me uncomfortable. Not really, but like, because I know we're fucking around, but like, you know, like, that's something that people will mm-hmm. just think about. They'll just be like, okay, and, you know, like, it's dehumanizing.
Wow, dehumanizing. How so? I guess so.
What, you know, everyone makes you expects a thing
instead
you
of a, yeah, instead of an individual
to be whatever, a stereotype. Sure, there's truth to stereotypes, but check it out. I'm not a stereotype. I'm a dude.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I took karate. I took a little bit of karate when I was a kid. I never got good at it.
That fan could kick my glasses off my head.
Yeah, well, that dude knows karate, dude. God. That dude has like special pants for kicking really? High.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, I
kicked
think
my
it's
glasses
true.
Off my head. I'm 6'3", and he's like 4'2".
Yeah.
Kicked my glasses off my head without touching me.
I'll try it.
No, do not try it.
If you want to talk about karate, I'll try it.
Have you been to my apartment before?
Yeah. We came here a few weeks ago before we went to go see Apes.
Oh, yeah. I just threw out the movie ticket from that, Planet of the Apes 3D.
Oh, you threw it out? You didn't scrapbook it, dude?
No, I realize I'm never going to do that, so I've thrown them out in bunches.
Well, what about like for tax purposes?
Oh, I just use a credit card that I only use for stuff like that, like a deduct.
Smart.
Fun thing about comedians, we're allowed to deduct movie costs from our income.
Yeah, man, because we gotta know what's going on.
Yeah. We might have an audition for it one day. We might have an audition for it one day.
I mean, that was...
We're not going to get it, but we can deduct it all from taxes.
I learned from that movie.
From Planet of the Apes 3D?
Yeah.
Don't trust an ape. If he's goofing around with your machine gun, fucking don't trust him to be like
that scene. That was crazy. That ape is so smart.
I mean, guys were so stupid. Like, what do you mean? You're at war with the apes? You only have these weapons for the apes?
But we all have a soft spot.
Oh, okay, this ape's not one of those.
Yeah, we all have we made them circus animals.
Yes, we did.
You know, like that. We created that idea of them being like a silly, goofy thing. And that ape, so smart, just played into...
I'll use this against them.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I didn't know how heavy that movie is so ape heavy.
Yeah.
It's just all ape. It's all ape drama. Apes,
really.
All ape drama.
The human part was so minor, really.
It's like a peripheral role.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
What did you think of 3D?
I don't remember.
No. You don't remember. You don't remember.
I don't remember.
And you know why?
3D.
Because they did it. They always do it. 2 minutes at the beginning and 3 minutes at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a rip, dude.
Garbage. I told you, I broke my glasses after that. I was after that movie. Like, fuck this. I will not recycle.
Yeah. Yeah, I got...
Fuck that.
Well, it was a fun... I had fun. I couldn't...
Sure, I had fun, but there was no reason to see it $4 extra for 3D.
That's true. I know. You get riled up about the 3D glasses, man. I recycle them. I give
them
back.
Part of the problem.
But you know you can't fix it like that.
No, I know. That is a good point.
You're just pushing back. You're just pushing, and that hatchet, dude.
Uyghurs, that's your hatchet. I'm not mad at Mahjong. I need some fucking rights. Yeah, it's not focused. It's a revolt.
Yeah, I was here when we saw that movie. I couldn't watch that. I could only like pay attention to the moment, but I couldn't really keep the narrative going in my head.
Gumi
I was like,
hermano,
way too. Because we ate the gummies.
Los Gumis Hermanos.
What?
Los Gumis Hermanos.
What's that?
Los Gumis Hermanos. You know what that
the
is?
The brother, the gummy brothers?
Yeah.
That's what we were. Yeah, I took a big bite out of that thing, and then I couldn't follow the plot so well. Yeah.
This is where they are. Los Gumis Hermanos.
Oh, beautiful. I didn't know that's what they were called.
Yeah.
We just called them gummies.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. It's moldy.
That was bad, yeah.
Oh,
I think
no.
I kept it for like a year and a half.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I thought
that
it might be freezer burn
right there.
In the freezer, but now I'm looking at it and that's mold.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this out.
You got to get rid of that.
My mom would cut around it.
Yeah.
I mean, no, not if she knew there was weed in there, but like.
Right, right.
Like if she didn't think there was weed in there, she would cut around it.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I got to throw that out. That sucks.
I used it when I had old, but yeah, we had those.
We had those,
and they kicked in pretty hard.
Kicked in hard. We took
what did
we
take?
Big
just
bites.
The head, right?
I don't know.
I took the head.
Yeah, and I took a big chunk of one of the legs,
the
arm,
and like half of arm. I think.
Maybe like some torso.
Yeah,
a little thorax area. But you, yeah, because you were encouraging. I mean, I took a little bit, then we did the extra bit, and then it just kept going. I mean, I still had a great
time.
That,
you didn't take anything. It didn't hit you at all. Didn't we see something?
Dave, it didn't hit Dave at all, really.
No, but when by the end of the movie, you're like, don't feel anything. And then you said you walked away, and it was like, oh.
Oh, that was the other movie watch. But we took that like right before the movie started.
Who was that, Dave Smith?
No.
Who did we see?
We saw Apes with Dave Smith. The other movie we saw, it was just, we saw Days of Tomorrow. Was that something, Edge of Tomorrow?
Edge of Tomorrow, yeah.
And
that wasn't bad.
That was fun. Yeah, I didn't get high till after. I went home and I was like going to bed.
You went home what?
That's when it kicked in harder for me when I was about to go to bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But probably, I don't know.
Sometimes they kick in way later.
You know, I suspect that it also helped because I had a couple of whiskeys right before I came here. I was at this, I was at a show, and I just had a shot of whiskey.
And that kicks into overdrive, you think?
I think you know how you can hold THC, like tinctures, like with an alcohol.
You can what them
solution?
You can cold them.
You can hold. You know how they have like THC solution, like yeah. liquid or like little droplets.
Those are alcoholic.
I think it's tincture, which is an tincture, alcohol yeah. solution.
Oh, I don't know why they call it tincture.
It's like when you
they do call it tincture though.
Yeah, because it's I don't know. It's the solution they use for when they have like concentrates of like other things, like eucalyptus oil or like some holistic type medicine.
Really?
Yeah, they call them tinctures. Like milk thistle.
Like what?
Milk thistle.
Thistle.
Milk thistle. Milk thistle is some kind of, I don't know, I think it's an herb or a root. Or it's a plant. And there's parts of it that really help you cleanse out your liver.
Have you ever eaten a leche like this where you get the top skin still intact?
No. I mean, I don't think you can eat. I don't think it's good to eat it like that.
No, I probably won't.
Yeah, but it's interesting that you're committing to the like leave. Yeah, the layer process.
It's like when you blow a bubble with gum. It's all dry.
Interesting.
Yeah. If I pop it, it'll be like when you get a blister. Pop blister.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I popped it, and as soon as you do pop it, it's like water. You know.
Yeah, or a pimple.
Or pimple, yeah.
Pimples are more pop.
Dude, I popped a pimple that hit the mirror so hard yesterday.
It ricocheted? You're still hitting mirrors?
Still hitting mirrors, dude. That's how, I mean,
dude,
it's been a while.
I have not hit mirrors in I don't know how long.
It's been a long time for me, too.
Wow.
It was so tight. And it went, it almost frightened me.
Like, I love that. You kind of hear it.
Yeah.
You hear it.
I don't know if you imagine that or not, though. You know, but you do hear it. Yeah. I felt so proud of myself. Is that a problem that I felt bad? That I felt proud, I mean?
I mean, I
accomplished something?
It's sort of like reliving your youth. Yeah. Hitting mirrors, dude. That's a part of my middle school years.
All the time.
All the time, dude.
That's so good.
You know you weren't supposed to. You know it's going to make it worse. But
you're just going
to
scar your face that way. You're going to scar that way. Well, Mom, I always did it, and my face was flawless.
Plus, you got to get it out. It's sitting there.
Yeah, but you're just going to let it pop on its own. Have you ever let it just come to term?
Yeah.
Let the baby be born?
Well,
like never pop it, just let it go. When it gets full, then it becomes blackhead to whitehead to big and red around it, and just still not touch it.
And then it just dries out?
I don't know what'll happen. Will it sink back in?
No, I think it kind of scabs off in a way. Or it kind of becomes like this dry area that you kind of want to scratch off.
But the oil. That's all oil inside the white.
It's not all oil.
Pus or whatever?
I think it's just like fluid. And it's not necessarily oil.
It comes out, doesn't it? Maybe not. Maybe just I felt like that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I might be wrong.
That's interesting, though. I don't get nearly as many pimples as I used to.
No,
right?
Me neither. If I get one now, I'm like, oh, right. Maybe I can pop it. And do you get to like the snake?
Yeah,
the snake.
The snake action.
That's pretty fun. See how long it can go?
Yeah. Have you done Biore?
What's Biore?
It's like that patch you put on your nose or your forehead, and then you wet it, and then you let it dry out, and then you peel it, and then like attaches on to like huge chunks of like caked up grease.
Wow.
And it just becomes like, oh god, this is disgusting. It becomes like this landscape when you peel it off of like bumps. Like just like of shit that was in your nose.
Wow.
I don't know if it's healthy for your skin actually.
Do you ever do this thing where if you have a nail, like a pinky nail, and you just take it along the ridge of your nose, like where the nose meets the face.
Yeah, and just scrape up a bunch of grease and sludge.
Yeah, and then you look underneath your nail, maybe scrape it out with another nail, and it's like, ugh, that's fucking dirt.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not dirt. It's like, well, it's maybe a little dirt. It's like grease and sludge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
It all fucking collects there. Ugh. That was on you.
Yeah, we're gross.
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like we've gotten sidetracked. But I
could go further into this.
Into this?
Well, okay, let's one thing I was going to say was just like, why? Okay, besides the
tangent,
maybe it's hormones.
Yeah,
but we don't pop or like hit mirrors as much.
Yeah, why?
I think it's hormones, but also maybe our shit is not as tight.
When you come, does it go as far as it used to? I mean, I know you don't.
I think
you don't. Yeah, I don't know much with sport now.
How hard do you pee now? Peeing is fine.
I heard that's something that slows down when you get older.
I still have a pretty strong stream. I do pee more frequently than I used to. And also,
I feel like when I was like 16, 17, my pee would come out and like, man, it would, even a urine, it would splash back to my face.
Oh, God.
Like, it came out hard.
Yeah. I mean, I still have a strong stream, but I feel like it's not, sometimes it just, I think this is a hack joke, but sometimes it just comes out and it's like, there's no stream. It's just everywhere.
What do you mean?
Or it's not a straight line. It's like some of it's peeing, some of it's going in the toilet. Some of it's going on my foot.
Yeah,
I get mad. It's like I'm it's like 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm peeing on my foot. I'm like, fuck
you. Because you masturbate and you let some dry in the tip, so it gets in two directions.
Like, you know, so yeah,
it's like holding your thumb over a hose.
Right, but sometimes it's not.
In all crazy
maybe
directions.
I didn't masturbate. Sometimes it's just like it's just dry. It just dried gunk. Weird.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. After you shower, I don't know. It's just you get up from a nap or sleeping, and it's been maybe pushed. I don't know.
That's one of the signs of chlamydia.
I don't have chlamydia.
Two directions.
Oh, word.
Like every morning.
Every morning.
Yeah.
Are there more signs besides just split
that's
screen?
One of them.
Okay.
Because it's stuff that'll start coming out. It might not be enough at first, so you don't notice. So if you start seeing yourself pee two directions, like 2 or 3 days in a row, you're like, oh, hold on.
Right. Something's in there.
Usually, like, stop Something's fucking up. Immediately.
Right.
And then, like, maybe go see somebody or start looking at what else is happening.
Right. Yeah. I'm saying just, like, in general, sometimes, okay, it's just whatever. It's not.
Yeah.
It's
maybe, though, with hormones, it slows down how tight. Does your skin not be as tight?
I think your skin's not as tight.
Right,
but I think in general we're also having different pimples like that. We used to have just like crazy launchers.
It would come from nowhere to be a whitehead in like half a day.
But you can kind of tell when it was coming because it would hurt.
Uh huh.
When you touch it,
you ever try to pop one and get real close and then not do it and then let go? It hurts so bad after that.
Yeah.
And like if you don't carry through and do it, if you do it, it'll release the valve. But if
yeah,
you
but
don't,
sometimes you can't.
I know
you can't.
But you can belay the hurting until you pop it, and if you pop it, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
But you know the coming. It's like doing crunches. At some point, you're like as soon as I stop, this is going to be really painful.
Interesting. Yeah. But
are crunches the same as the last time I did them when I was 17? Are they still? Is it still the same situation? I haven't done crunches.
I'm crunching still.
Are you really?
I go to gym class. I crunch.
Really?
Not crunch the gym. But that's still right.
But you keep doing it. You're like, oh, this is about to start hurting. I know as soon as I stop, it'll start hurting. So you keep going. And they're like, now it's going to hurt worse.
Yeah. I guess I don't push it that hard anymore.
Oh. Well, how very not salt and pepper of you.
I'm not pushing it real good anymore. But you want to talk about, I had a colonic.
Sure, let's do that and then we'll wrap this
no,
up.
No, let's not talk about that.
Did you really have one?
I did.
What happened? What do they do?
They just stick a thing up your butt.
Mm-hmm.
And they fill it up with water.
Fill the thing up with water?
Yeah, fill your guts with water. Yeah.
It's not like this volcano thing where it's like full of water and they squeeze it and it pushes into
No,
like,
but I think that's an enema, like a kit you can buy at home.
Okay.
We've talked too much, dude. Save the colonic. We've talked too much. We can save this for the next episode.
Okay. No, no one ever can tell me what the colonic is like.
Well,
so they stick this hose up your butt.
And like for 15, no, for like, I don't know, between 30, 40 minutes, they just flush it with water. They put water in, they let the water out, and put water in, they let the water out. And then they'll massage your stomach, your colon a little bit.
How do they let water out?
There's like a bivalve. It's like a valve in there. So like water goes in one way.
Like, has it?
It's like one opening, but there's a valve inside.
Oh, so for a while they push it in, then they take that out and let it pour out.
No. It comes out through the tube.
It's coming
out. It comes out into the same tube, but out into another opening somewhere.
Do you see what comes out?
You get to this is the thing. The tube is clear.
Yeah.
So you can see what's coming out. And today it was a different lady. I bought a package off of Living Social.
Yeah.
So I went last week and it was like another lady.
That's what you're trying to get me to do with the bathhouse. Yeah.
And this lady, she didn't show me what was happening at first because there's a tube, but you can't really see it. You have to use this mirror. They have this mirror up there, And I was like, I want to, I'm paying for this. I think part of the experience is seeing what you're getting rid of.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, I want to know. And for some reason, like, she didn't put on the show at first. I had to, like, bring it up. I was like, hey, can we watch it?
Really?
Can we watch this?
Have you done this before?
My second time.
The first time, were you like, when she's like, do you want to watch? Were you like embarrassed to be like, oh, you know, whatever?
No, she just pulled it right up. Shit channel. Shit show.
Shit show.
Shit show, dude.
It's a real shit show. Wow, that's hilarious.
It's part of the cleanse.
And so feel good afterwards? How do you feel afterwards?
It's not a very dramatic difference to me. You feel a little bit lighter.
If they don't turn the valve, will you just fill up and die?
You feel discomfort. You feel like, oh, man, I got to shit real bad. Your guts feel really full.
And then
you're like, all right, that's enough. Usually they know better than to make it painful.
Yeah.
But if it's too much water, like you just say, all right, it hurts. And then you feel like you gotta poo.
Can you just pull it out of your butt? Like if somebody's like, if this shit goes evil and it's like, no, I'm just gonna keep it going, fucking kill you. Can you just pull?
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And then spray shit.
Yeah.
It would just spray. Just
rock
shit.
And roll, dude.
If it was that full and she's pouring it, you go stop. She goes, no, I'm turning it up.
Yeah.
And you fucking pull it out of your ass.
Yeah.
It was already uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you've had some turned up more.
Yeah. I mean, just like crazy. Would that just probably like projectile diarrhea.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, even after she pulls it out,
stuff comes out?
Not really. It seemed pretty clean.
Yeah.
A lot of lube, which is good.
Yeah.
Lube it up, dude. Yeah. Don't hold back. I told her, don't hold back on the lube. And it's pretty clean. And then you go into the bathroom, and then you just shit water for a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
And you feel better? Can you jump higher?
I think so. I'll probably dunk right now.
So weird. Does it feel good at all when it goes in?
No, it's a little discomfort. It's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, probably clinical too.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. It's like a metal. It's a metal nozzle that goes in your butt. I'm pretty sure.
Could you see that being like a sex game?
Colonics?
Yeah.
People apparently get addicted to it.
Sexually addicted or just addicted?
Addicted, maybe similar to a sexual addiction, but people get into it.
Like, and so now your body's going to fill up with good waste instead of bad waste.
Well, I don't know. It's going to be waste, but like. You know, the idea is if there's like pockets of like just areas that were not.
Haven't been flushed out.
Yeah, or have not. I don't know. There's some.
Did you see things come out that you knew, do you remember from like a long time ago?
No.
Like corn. I haven't had corn in like a year.
Yeah, no, there's no distinct things that came out that was like, whoa, what was that?
Oh, there's that penny from when I was little.
Yeah. There's that gum.
The gum. They said it takes you
7 years.
7 years to digest gum.
Yeah.
But you don't digest it. You just shit it out.
I think so.
Yeah. No one ever digests it.
Well, maybe you could. Yo, your stomach acids are real strong.
7 years strong?
Probably shorter.
But why they say 7 years then?
I don't know. I think that's just to make, I don't know.
So don't swallow
it's
this?
Don't swallow this. It's like awesome. Plastic.
You actually see the same guy. I swallowed an Asimon once.
A what? A
token for the Israeli payphones back in the day.
Just to do that?
I was a kid. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. I was playing with it and I swallowed it and it, I shit it out later. I was amazed.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. I mean, this is like probably fourth, fifth grade.
Wow.
Sixth grade. Yeah. When you see it, when you shit, you see like, wow.
You're a donut.
Yeah. Could have been a 5 cent piece also, but 5 agorot maybe.
That's but cool.
Like, yeah. It was pretty cool. I did feel good about it.
You're like, it's like change.
No part of me was, yeah.
You just made some change.
I made some change. I mean, great. Somebody charges 95 cents to give you a dollar. I was like, let me make change for you. And then just, so gross. Shang Wang, let's finish. Where can people find you? What do you got coming up?
You know what? I'm trying to rally my career right now. So get ready for probably a big splash in a few months from now.
Yeah, a Shang explosion.
Yeah, a Shangasm, dude.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a splash on the scene. I've recorded an album and I'm taking my time like getting it all together and I'm trying to, you know, take one day when it, get all the plans in place to put that out there. But right now you can find me on shengwangtime.com.
Shengwang Time.
Yeah.
S-E-N-G-N.
S-H-E-N-G.
What did I say?
S-E-N.
S-H-E-N-G-N.
You said S-E-N.
Yeah. S-H-E-N-G.
Right. W-A-N-G. Shengwang Time. T-I-M-E.com.
Isn't it Sheng Wang?
Well, it's not even Sheng Wang. It's Wang. It's Wang. And Sheng is supposed to be sun. It's pronounced sun. And it's only half my first name. My personal name is Sun Shen.
Sun Shen?
Sun Shen.
Sun Shen?
Yeah. And like Sheng is sun, the first half. My middle name is, they cut my name in half. They made it first and middle name. But my name is really Sun Shen, but I go by Sheng Wang.
I love Asians always have to change their names here.
Well, Sheng Wang wasn't my decision. Oh, Sheng Wang, right. That's just, I don't know, the government or whatever. They just chopped my name in half. But when I grew up, I was Jerry Wang by my own, like.
Jerry?
Yeah.
You were Jerry?
I was Jerry from Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Jerry Wang.
Until I was in high school.
What?
Yeah. Not legally, but that was what my AKA.
I didn't know that.
I would interrupt roll call on the first day of class. Hold up. Jerry Wang. Before they said Shane Wang,
I'd be like, knew it was coming time.
Yeah,
it's Jerry Wang.
Yeah,
we're not doing that.
No,
that's what they always do. They're forced. There's this bartender at the Comedy Store, Nitty Pong.
Mm.
He goes by Hart.
Oh,
and there was
that's kind of interesting.
Tony and his was like Pratyatamunf, something like that.
All those Thai guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Thai guys, Thai folks.
But they just change their names.
I think it's just, you know. Part of it is like you want to assimilate. Part of it is just easier for people to not fuck up your name all the time.
Yeah.
I you know, I think my mom at one point made fun of my name. She probably wasn't doing it. She was probably clowning the way people would say it.
Clowning the way people would?
Yeah. The way it's spelled, it looks like Sheng Sheng Wang. And she said that. I mean, I remember her saying that and
like
smiling and laughing. And I was like, fuck this.
That's my name I'm laughing at. Damn it. Mom, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You're on Twitter?
Yeah, Shang Wang Time, at Shang Wang Time.
Oh, and Shang Wang Time is your website also?
ShangWangTime.com, at Shang Wang Time on Twitter, Shang Wang Time on Facebook.
Wow, way to really make it all
lock
even,
it down,
man.
Dude.
Uniform.
You got a brand.
Yeah. People are like, I know it's Twitter though, but how am I going to get to his just keep same thing, man.
Yeah.
Same thing. What about Facebook? Same thing.
Same thing.
But not on website.
Yep, website.
Are you going to be anywhere big lately coming up in the next 4 weeks?
No, I'm going to China for a few weeks or for a week, Malaysia, and then I'll be back and trying to regroup and make a career out of this comedy thing, man.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for a while. If you don't know who I am, I'm not a newbie. But
one of San Francisco's finest.
I feel like I'm just starting out.
Because of New York?
Just because I'm a decade in, and they say it takes whatever time to figure shit out.
Yeah, just tell people you're 6 years in.
I would love to be 6 years in.
Just say that. It'll get you more ahead. Because you can pass for that. You're Asian.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
29.
Yeah. But then I'm a, I don't know.
30.
I could pass for 30, baby.
Yeah, you're 6 years in. You started at 24. Now you're 30 and you're doing it.
Okay.
All right. Like, oh, well, you're pretty good.
Pretty good, man.
No, I'm 10 years in. Oh, you're fine.
All right. All right, man.
Yeah, just lie. Move to somewhere else, Atlanta.
I don't think it even matters, man. People who are 6 years in are already way more successful. It's cool.
It's true.
We all have different paths.
Yeah.
You know, just don't stop doing it and do drugs when
you
don't have
you
to work.
Yeah. Responsible. All right, Shang.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. Yep. I guess that's it. Good. Myself in a place where I'm last seen. My thoughts must be relaxed, be able to maintain. Cause times is changing, life is strange. The glorious days is gone and everybody's doing bad. Yo, mad lives is up for grass. Brothers passing away, I gotta make wakes. Receiving all types of calls. Okay, that was the episode. I'm calling it Dink Slant.
Dink Slant. The episode is called Dink Slant.
Yellow Man. What's your favorite song about Asians?
About them?
Yeah.
Poof. I mean, maybe Big in Japan.
I'm right? Big in Japan.
Tonight, Big in Japan. All right. I saw my iPod.
Yeah. I thought about putting that one in, but I decided against it.
Or, yeah, I don't love... It's In context, turning Japanese, I think I'm in context, that's good, but I never want to hear it.
I'm going to do the Liz Phair version of that song. Or that's another punk rock version. You're doing Rogan tomorrow, huh?
I am. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I told him. I texted him. I was like, dude, I'm excited you're having him on. Finally.
Never done it, yeah.
Met him still.
So much talk. I've never even met him, so it's like, I go back so far, the questions I want to ask, like, what's up with Jamie Kilstein fight?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Get into anything with him that you know about him. He likes talking about shit that he likes talking about.
No, I know. So I'm saying I'm curious. I want to ask him about the Mencia thing. I've never met him even.
Yeah.
So the questions I have are infinite, you know what I mean? And then plus...
Comes to like, stories, too. He doesn't know any of your stories.
Also, there's fucking... all the sports shit going on, controversies and stuff.
Oh, the UFC stuff.
Well, the UFC, but there's the NFL. Oh, yeah. The guy that's got
talk about that.
Ray Rice versus whatever.
Yeah, bring all that shit up.
And then flat out the DeRosa thing, which I'm excited.
What's a DeRosa thing? I just asked you what it was. You said you weren't listening. I just said, what's the shitstorm DeRosa's in?
Oh, I thought you were asking if DeRosa was around. For somebody, I didn't hear you say shitstorm. What's the shitstorm he's in? He, on Rogan's podcast, he...
DeRosa was on his podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, and what happened?
And he... They asked him about the Anthony thing. So,
somebody texted me, tweeted me, will you defend DeRosa now? And I was like, what?
Sure. I don't know. The thing, DeRosa, look. DeRosa made it a little...
I don't know what he's talking about.
He made it a little bit about himself.
What did he say?
That's the thing.
What did he say?
He hasn't spoken to Anthony since the whole thing happened.
Yeah.
With the, you know, the racially charged tweets.
Yeah.
He hasn't spoken to them. Those guys were close. They were buddies. They became like buddies.
Him and Anthony.
And then DeRosa hasn't talked to him since and didn't really say anything to him on Twitter or anything. And when it came to it, like DeRosa said, like, you know, he has to stop hanging out with them and couldn't really deal with them very much anymore because of the things he said. And then also Anthony went on like a white nationalist podcast.
Anthony did?
Yeah, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
He did that, but you know, it's basically a white supremacist podcast. But he says he didn't know, I think. But even if he did know, I don't know, I'd go on a white supremacist podcast and talk.
Yeah,
if it was a safe environment,
right.
If they were like, you know, come out to our, you know, wooded dungeon, I'd say no.
I'm not so sure, guys.
But like, if it was like, I mean, you know, I'm Jewish, so I'm as in danger in that situation as anybody else.
So what was the thing he said? What did he get into?
He just said basically he just disagreed with him and couldn't stick up for him and didn't take it and more or less just like.
And what did Rogan say about that?
I think Rogan at one point almost implied that he's acting like a scorned chick.
Oh.
And I guess like Anthony came out. And I'm giving you
what you've
as
heard.
Best I can give you the story. I'm not super invested in it, but I'm very curious. But Anthony, I know Anthony was kind of like, you know, why don't you say something to me? And I guess DeRosa called Anthony's show the next day and they kind of like half worked it out. Maybe we should listen to it. But I heard like they sort of like, half worked it out and stuff, but like it's it was just Joe made it very like, I guess Anthony said that Bill Burr came out, Bill Burr's married to a black chick, you know what I mean, like I think he came out publicly and was like against Anthony's comments basically, but not like fuck Anthony, just like,
just
you know,
like, yeah, like,
hey,
don't
look,
say
you
that
know. Yeah,
yeah,
however he did it, I don't know, but he said something to the point where people started attacking Bill, and I think Anthony came out and said, no, Bill's my friend, stop blah blah blah, you know, call the dogs off. I guess maybe he didn't know the dogs were on DeRosa, and didn't call the dogs off on DeRosa. And DeRosa was like, you know, I'm hurt, but it's like DeRosa made a little bit of bet. I was like, DeRosa, this has nothing really to do with you. You know what I mean? Like, how many dogs were really on top of you?
Would
but
you have
maybe,
a few?
Maybe yeah. I don't
said
know
that on ONA in Montreal. Well, it's just just whatever. Then
just a weird dude. I mean, look, by the way,
made he's like, there's great no controversy. Some people getting upset.
Made for great controversy on the radio that DeRosa said the things, and then ONA had to talk about it the next day a bunch. And
oh yeah.
And whatever, but the whole thing was like, and it was all like rooted off of, I think DeRosa stuck up for Andy Kindler. People were shitting on Andy Kindler for the stuff he said at the State of the Industry about Anthony. And it was just like, I heard the State of the Industry. I listened to it on Sirius XM. And like, the reality is like, I don't know, man. It was
What?
It's just like, not. It wasn't that big of a deal. He just said it was racist. Like Andy Kindler made it pretty cut and dry. He was like, racist comments, you know what I mean? This is the mind of a racist happen, you know, working, and I don't necessarily agree with what he said, but I think, you know, it's fine. Norton was, leave it to the comics, man, the actual true comics.
Yeah.
And I don't even know, like, I'm not super on top of, like, Norton's comedy so much, you know what I mean? But I know he's a funny dude and a great comic, you know?
Yeah.
But he, I believe it's just like, he's a definitely a real comic, if that makes sense. Norton, like he's someone I respect as like, he's a comic, you know?
Yeah.
It's where his heart and his mind is. And leave it to them to always like sort it out exactly right. You know, he just basically said, you know, he came out, I don't know. I'm fucking stoned. I lost
what?
I defended, defended Norton too much. So I forgot the whole fucking point.
Of what Jesus
I
was Christ.
I'll get it back though. I'll get it back because it was going
to
be
good. Norton said what to defend? He defended Kindler?
Yes. He defended Kindler in saying that Kindler was simply he took it as a news story. Yeah. He was treating it as a news story. Yeah, now,
he doesn't know Anthony like that.
So he wasn't treating it as like, you know, where he was going like, that's our dude Anthony, man. Like, lay off. He's just being, but he took it as a news story as a guy who just said a bunch of racist stuff on Twitter. You know what I mean?
So
he treated it as such and talked about that. So I think Norton just, leave it to a comic is what I was saying.
He's
to have
a comic.
The rationale to at least be like, no, I think they have a rationale to be like, Andy Kindler, you know, he did a news story. He does a state industry address. He shits on everything the entire time. Like, why would Anthony be more sacred? If his approach now was going to say to call Anthony a racist a bunch, then he calls him a racist. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
He's like, doesn't, you know, ONA fans weren't really Andy Kindler fans. It doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? So it's like,
weren't.
So, and they were calling him a hack, and Norton actually stood up and he goes, one thing I say about Andy Kindler, say whatever you want about him. He goes, he is not a hack.
Yeah.
He goes,
come on.
Use that term right, because they go, the word hack, like when it applies, is like a real thing. It's like, but,
Don't cheapen the word hack.
You cannot call it a hack. One thing he is not is a hack. And a hack means, you know, like an unoriginal, whatever he goes. And you cannot call Andy Kindler that. Like, he is definitely not a hack. And it's true. He is not a, say what you will about him, definitely not a hack.
Yeah. All right. Let me finish this up. I don't know.
Dinky slant pan face.
Yellow. It was interesting. He said some stuff that it made me, I don't know, I was like, oh yeah. Because they really are just marginalized into like, you are this thing.
He made you tink. Did he really make you tink?
Asian racism is one of the last acceptable racisms you can have.
Isn't it great?
It's just Indian too.
And everyone can do. But Indian, I'm never. If someone starts a joke with like, you know, I'm in a cab the other day and I'm like, if you do a fucking Indian voice, I'm out. Yeah. This joke has no hope for me. But for some reason, anyone just fucking, you choose either like the,
I'm so sorry.
I can do any version of like the, like, oh, hero, like the up, like the happy schoolboy one to like the, oh, you disrespect the family. Like that guy. And all you got to do is simply change the L's to R's and I'm a sucker for it every time.
You laugh.
Sucker for it every. I'd laugh when I do it. I laugh when I hear it.
I could not believe it. There's a Jewish, a kosher Chinese place in Maryland.
Yeah.
And in my community. And it said fried rice. Fried lice.
No.
Yeah. And we were like, oh my God, do they even. I didn't realize like, they did it on purpose. It was just like, you know, Jewish owned.
Fried lice?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
What a great sense of...
Jews yeah, good really sense
do,
of humor.
We do have a good sense of humor, no?
Really do. We really do. We really do.
And a no-fear mentality. That's the beautiful thing, man. That's why I know it's all my grandma's neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's just sparse remaining Jews that never decided to sell their houses and move. And
oh, yeah.
Just everything else is black.
Oh.
My grandma
stubborn.
Is just
a little too
completely
stubborn.
Too stubborn, yeah.
All right. So here's the deal, you guys. That's the episode. I don't have enough fans to come to the storyteller show, so I'm calling everybody to come Monday and Tuesday.
7:30
Ralphie
and
May
10.
And Bert Kreischer on the early show.
Oh yeah,
on
Monday's going
to
be a great.
You can come
day.
To multiple days if you want. You can't come to multiple shows in one day. You'll be a tired audience member. You can come to multiple days. You can come to early Monday, late Tuesday, or early or late. Or late early. And those are the four options.
I bet Bert's got just a fucking great.
Bert's
story,
always man. Great.
The Beast.
That stuff.
Did he do the internet one at all?
No. Travel Channel wouldn't let him.
Really?
Yeah. Even though the episode was called Travel Stories. Half of them
Jesus
were travel stories.
Christ.
Like, you guys, all the network.
Oh, so this is his first time
you're
doing
so bossy.
It?
Yeah.
Huge.
But he's done the show. He's done the live show a few times before. And he's
just
always
a beast.
Been good. Always been good.
Yeah.
His Tracy Morgan story is the best story in terms of like fully wrapping up. So the crowd doesn't, he doesn't have to say thank you, good night.
Is
that's
that
my story.
Thrown out? The thrown out story of a restaurant?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remind me when we stop doing this what that is again, because it is a funny story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's you know, great. I don't actually know why he's called the Machine. Someone goes, really?
This
oh,
is
that's
machine
the best
story
ever.
Yeah. That's a great one, too. It got animated from a Rogan podcast, actually.
Really?
Yeah, somebody animated it, made it look really cool.
Nice. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, that was a great one, too. But anyway, tweet at me what show you want to go to, your name, so you can get those wristbands that get you in before general admission people, and then which show you want to go to. And then come. Duncan is doing it. Duncan and Tom Segura are doing the early show Tuesday.
Death Squad.
Joey Diaz is doing the late show Tuesday. I don't know who else or what else.
Duncan Trussell?
Yeah.
Brian Redman?
No, Redman.
No?
No.
Sam Tripoli?
No, Sam Tripoli.
I'm just saying names of LA guys.
All right. And I'm going to be in Calgary starting the 18th. Get tickets at Yuck Yucks. You can get tickets on my website, arithegreat.com.
Oh, I will be in Vancouver also at Comedy Mix. I'm doing that again. Great. October 2nd and 4th.
October what?
2nd through the 4th.
October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That's coming up.
Yep.
Great.
Very soon. Last minute booking. That's our London, fucking then. Crack agent.
Fucking Justin, man.
Buddy. Yeah, he's got
right? How much better
money.
Is it?
So much better.
Yeah. So change your life a little
now
bit.
Now
right?
It's a thing where it's like, yeah, I'm gone 3 weeks straight now, and then I go home for a week, and then I leave again.
Eventually, you're going to have the conversation like, hey, man, we got to slow it down.
Right now, I'm not worried about it. Right now, I'm like,
it took me a while, but I was like, all right, you're running me. You can't pitch me for 130 pitches every game.
Right now, he can. I'll take the money.
Yeah. All right, Ari Shaffir's Got the Take, episode 184, I think, maybe 185. Yellow with Chang Wang. And we're out.
I got your picture, got your picture. I'm like a millionaire, I'm all by myself. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up, I'm turning down, I'm turning in, I'm turning down, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. I got your picture, like a million of them all by myself. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning and I'm turning down, I'm turning and I'm turning down, I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no wonder it's dark. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone. That's why I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese,